Augusta. Hey, Augusta. Hey, yo, 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 yo.
Another week, another episode, baby. We here.
Javon, you been all good, man?
Yeah, man.
How was Kansas City with Corey Holcomb?
It was great, dude. Kansas City showed a lot of love, man. You know, I kicked the show off every show. I did like 35 minutes per show.
Oh, damn.
Corey let me stretch out, man. He let me stretch out. So I did that.
Corey didn't want to do as much as he wanted to do. Like, man, go ahead and stretch out, though. But
Pause.
Oh, that's true. That's a good one. That's a good one.
That was
a
pause.
That was a worthy one.
What do you say?
People have been getting on us about the lack of pausing, too.
I
got
to get back on.
Yeah, you got to read the pause, Sheriff.
Yeah.
You got to get back on it. Read the pause, Sheriff. But no, man, it went great, dude. Like I said, we had like six shows, I want to say. Like, let me see. Two shows Friday, two shows Saturday, and two shows Sunday. Was it two shows? It was like, I think two shows Sunday. So like six shows, man. All of them were sold out. Not because of me. But they were sold out, man. Corey did an excellent job as usual, and you know y'all see me on the road with him again. And I think my next show is with R&S J in Denver, Colorado. Like, and I know I do Wisconsin too. Like the week after next with Leonard Oops. So I don't know the name of the club, but I'll find out.
And you said the one in Denver. You said Leonard Oops is the next one.
No, R&S is in Denver, Colorado.
Where's the other one? Is where?
The one with Leonard is Leonard Oops. Is the 24th, 25th, and 26th of this month. So that's like Friday, Saturday, and
where's
Sunday.
Where's that one going to be at?
That's in Wisconsin. So, but I don't know the name of the club. I just got the...
So you know Wisconsin's a big state,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I know.
Like, so, I mean, you know.
So
we got a lot. Like, we got listeners in Milwaukee.
Right. I think it may be Milwaukee. But that's what I want to say. don't quote
I mean, me. I'm assuming it's Milwaukee. That's the only black place where black people live at.
Well, that hopefully if they ain't
now,
there...
Now, if y'all performing like in Whitewater or something, then he might be setting you up.
Yeah.
That's like all white people.
Well, that's fine.
Green Bay.
That the one good thing about me as a comedian is that I'm funny to everybody.
I'm talking about you get set up like to not make it back.
I know. I'm making it back. Yeah. I'm going to make it back.
All right.
I don't care if I don't get paid. I'm going to leave early if I have to. I'm going to make it back. I'm going to be alive.
All right.
That's all I've been doing, man.
DJ Reminis, what's been going on, my man?
Nothing much. Trying to stay busy.
You got the Jill Scott mixtape coming out?
Yep. Hopefully Friday.
All right.
We'll release it. Yep.
Speaking of Jill Scott, you know what? That's who...
Hey, I was going to say that next.
No.
That's why I was segueing. That's why I said Jill Scott the segue.
That's who y'all think I look like, right?
Yes.
I don't see that at all.
Stacey.
You look like Jill.
That is a compliment, Stacey.
I know.
We're not dissing you by
saying
that.
I know. No, she's a good looking woman. I just don't see it. I think that we both thick, light-skinned women with big boobs. And that's,
well, I didn't say that. But
I'm just saying, like, that's what I get. And I'm just like, we don't look. I mean, I know we cute.
Yeah, y'all pay. I'm gonna say y'all favor. Y'all do favor.
Police description: they're probably picking us both up, but that's where it ends.
No, but I'm just saying, like, y'all. I mean, I'm trying to think, like, what can I say? Y'all favor. I would say that.
I get that. No, yeah. I know. I get it. Police description: we getting picked up.
Yeah, y'all both. Yeah. You getting arrested. You did it.
I'm in the lineup with her.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, but I don't know.
Stacey, was you the one that sent the leaked pictures out of her and then act like it was Jill Scott?
Stop it.
Because that's what he was trying to say at first. That one of them
wasn't, Jill Scott. That
she
was
said it wasn't her.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You know
so
why she said it wasn't her? Because she had those compression garments from her tummy tuck on in those pictures.
What is that? We don't know as men. Like,
exactly. No, she got
us.
A tummy tuck. She had some work done. And she had her compression garments on.
Well, either way,
what is that
fine to me.
What does a compression garment do?
You have to wear, like, garments after you get, like, liposuction and tummy tucks, you have to wear stuff like to protect your skin and to keep
hold it in.
Tight, that's right? What that was
to keep it tight. Yeah.
See, look, now we gotta go look at them again. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on,
yeah. I thought it was one of those things that they work out in.
No, that was a compression.
We thought Jill Scott came from working out.
No, that's not what happened there.
No, that was her. I said
that was her. That was her. Look, I got my work done. Picture.
Because look, on the one picture, it was the same cell phone in the mirror on both pictures. Like, because the one she said was, she's like,
same
one was
cell phone case. I think too.
Exactly. She said one with me, but the other one wouldn't. I'm like, that's the same.
She was denying
those
compression garments. She didn't want people to know that she got snatched a little bit because her waist.
So
got
that's what it was. It wasn't
small.
About the fact that it was a picture like that. She was looking at you, think looking at the fact that
she
was
had on. Yeah, y'all didn't even know what it was. It was only other women who knew what it was. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, she looked nice though. Yeah, I'm saying like, you know, I'll look at the pictures again. I mean, that's, you know.
There you go. Now you're going to look at them.
I mean,
as
people right now pause the show, like, hold on, let me check this out.
Right, exactly.
After y'all say, I mean, your people think that I'm the fake Jill Scott. I'm Stacey Static. You know, I didn't say who I was, but.
Let you introduce yourself. So, you know, I guess St. Louis, one of our best radio personalities here, man. She's a, you know.
Legendary status.
Yeah, legendary status.
Legendary status. I need my star on the Delmar loop eventually.
You talking about, you got over a diamond radio. That's legendary.
Yeah,
Well, you over a diamond
thank
radio.
You. I
you
am
a legendary
over a diamond radio. Yeah. So, no, it's been good to me.
We have legends in here, man. We done had Stacey. We done had Tony up in here, man. We done had
Tony twice too.
Yeah, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Dope, dope, dope.
Yeah, those shows, those shows, we just sat there and listened to most of the time and just talk.
just taking it all.
He just took
in.
Over the show.
I'm sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it was so crazy, and we had Raw Nall with him. He'd be like, "Oh man, I don't even know about this TGT song."
Yeah. Well, Stacey's gonna know when we do Raw Nall. You would know. Like,
yeah, Javon's gonna explain it to you.
Yeah, I explain it when the time comes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. All right, and I guess Stacey Static, she is back. People have been asking you to come back from the last time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
We've got a gang of emails, people that asking you to come back.
Well, I wish I would have told me that. I
say, you can have some stalkers now, too.
Oh, yeah, because now
with the Jill Scott and all that kind of stuff, you can have
people going to start checking for me, I guess. Okay, yes. Well, hi.
So, it's a dude right now, like... Like
Stacey
your thing, static. How do you spell static? Cause
S-T-A-C-I-S-T-A-T-I-C.
So, dude, like, thank you.
But do you But do you understand how many people I block on social media?
Really?
Oh, my block list is long.
Hey, what's
happening
though? Like, why? Like, I know with women, especially like you know, you're a nice looking woman. You in radio, people know you. What is some of the crazy stuff that people have sent you
Good
to
question,
make you be like, this it right here. I got to block this.
Good question, Javon.
It's not anything that people necessarily send me. Like, I don't get, like, nude pictures from strange men on Facebook or anything like that. What I do get are people, like, the last person that I blocked, he straight thought I was his wife. Like, he's just like, how you doing, wife? Make sure you call. Like, for months and months, he would leave me message in my inbox, and he would talk to me like he knew me. Like, call me. I can't wait to talk to you. I can't wait to see you today. Have a good day at work, wife.
That's
like,
super crazy.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I, like, super had to, like, block him. And then when I blocked him from one page, I forgot I had the fan page. So I had to block him from there, and then he started calling the radio station.
For you?
Yeah, like, hey. he's like, hey, what's going on, girl? And I'm just like, hey, you know,
So you didn't even, did you know that that was his voice?
I had no idea. I didn't know what he talked, like what he spoke. I kind of figured he was a Muslim. So I'm just like, hey, you know, because I'm friendly to everybody initially.
Yeah.
And he's like, this yo bae.
Dun, dun, dun.
I was like, I don't have a bae. Like, I'm like, you know, who is this? So I blocked him and another guy at the same time, like, around the same time, that guy straight, which is like, you hurt my feelings, blocking me. Like they be like super. I get that. Like, people think they know me and I owe them something. I don't owe you. Can I cuss on here?
Dang right.
I don't owe you shit. Like,
yeah, you
don't come to me. Oh, see, I don't. Don't just leave me alone. Like, people go hard, and I feel that because I've been on the radio for so long. People feel like they know me, but they just don't know me like that.
Yeah, I know you. Every once in a while, we have to bring one of our kids. Jeez. That's
hey, no,
daughter.
We've had our kids here too, so it ain't even no issue. We've had our kids too, so hey,
yeah,
that ain't
we all done had our kids.
Of them, everybody that had their kids down here, so ain't no thing. So, Javon, so what do you think is the crazy thing you got on? Do we want to go back down that road?
No, I'm cool, man.
The long time listener to Straight Outta Low-Cast, you know where we going, though.
Oh,
right?
Man, you talking about your boy, man.
But I don't know if people have connected who it is to, like, this stardom now.
Oh, you talking about Andrew Caldwell.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll say that.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but didn't he try to, like, mess with you too, right?
Yeah,
right?
Both of us.
Something like that.
No, that's not mess with us.
No, that's that sound wrong.
Yeah, that sound different. We're going to say send a message. Yeah.
Send a message.
You trying to contact us.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
So, hey, Stacey, so Javon was, and Reminisce were contacted by Mr. Caldwell before he was famous.
Yeah, but you know, this is like Andrew Caldwell.
Delivered.
It was 3 years ago. Yeah. So when we first started the podcast, they was like, man, this is dude.
This is what you do. You know, like how they had your green light up be on, let everyone know you on the computer or whatever. Yeah. So like I'll be sitting there and all of a sudden I just get a pop up, be like, thoom, and it'll be like, hi. I'm like, what the fuck? Hi. Like, it'll be like 2:30 in the morning. I'm like, hi. I would never respond. When they hit me up like 2 something in the morning, 1 in the morning, whatever time I was up, it was late. He was like, I got a book I'm writing, and I want you to be a part of it, this, that, and the other. I just hit him back. I said, hey, man, don't no man hit no other man up on the computer at 2 in the morning about a book you trying to write. I said, anything like that, you can contact me in the daytime or even my manager. I was like, you know, don't no man. I had to let him know. But, like, I had told Rem and him about it. Rem was like, man, dude done hit me up before, too. So, dude hit him up before, too.
Same thing.
Let me tell you something about dude.
He a liar, too.
Oh, my God. When everybody was giving him press a few months back.
Was that the Cordell Stewart thing, right?
Yes. Yeah. And everybody was like, you should have him on your show.
He came up and did
one of my coworker shows. Hold on. He did one of my coworker shows. And I was just like, I'm not talking to him because he's lying. I'm not using my platform to further his stuff.
You know, Cordell probably suing him or something like
as
that, right?
As well he should. Yeah. And everybody who put that man on the air, they should, ooh, that made me mad. I was mad. Like, I was,
Cordell Stewart.
I think I blocked some people for that. I was just talking about that today.
That kind of stuff. I'm sitting up here like...
He's dropping an album, too.
He's dropping an album?
He is dropping an album. He said he's dropping an album on his page.
What album is he dropping?
He's dropping an album that says...
Is that what you tagged me in, Rim? Was that a real album he's trying to come out with?
I think so.
Is he rapping or singing?
No, it's like him saying... it's like an excerpt from one of his interviews that he did. Then somebody took it and made it into like a parody song.
Who are me to judge?
Yeah, Who are me to judge? That's what he's saying.
Does he do that?
I think that's how I'm saying.
Does he do that intentionally, talking like that? Like, he sounds like a slave.
Hey.
That's not funny. Like, it's sad.
It's sad, but it's funny. But I'm saying, like.
What hospital did he go to? Because I'm cussing out everybody.
But what's so funny is I heard,
somebody said McClure or McClure North. It's one of them.
Oh, really?
It's one of them.
So he went to McClure.
And if he graduated, everybody at McClure North, every teacher that passed him, need their ass whooped.
They do. All of them. Now.
Flat out.
Now.
Even if they retire, we just better go to their house.
Get them.
And whoop their ass. For real.
And I mean that.
Shout out to my stepfather who died and everything. He was the principal of McClure Berkeley. He wouldn't have let that ride.
I didn't know that was your stepfather. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Mr. Mitchell would not let that ride. That wouldn't have been popping at all. So.
No.
at the school. But what's even funnier, though, you know, they said supposedly, who was telling us that during the Ferguson uprising, he was out there with a mink coat on.
Get
out there. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. That's what
about him. He was.
That's the other reason I didn't put him on my show. I was like, you do not go to a protest in a fur. I was so mad.
Yeah, but he didn't be doing too much.
No, but they said he was out there like, don't be burning other cars. And like, they said, that's what, who said, I'm going to tell me that. Right. I know who it is, but I don't want to say anything.
He was out there with the mink, and somebody said something about the mink. He talking about out, and they said, why you got a mink on? He said, because I can afford it. Because I can afford it. I said,
I hate it.
Oh, really? I said, and that's the kind of jacket, you know, like I say, somebody, grandma might have died, and you just like the first relative to get to the house before everybody got over there. He just got the jacket and left. Like, for real, that's a granny
first relative to get to the house.
Dang, right. Everybody know about their relative to get there first and steal something and have it on later on. You like, you ain't never had no mink. Well,
he got one today.
Dang, right. We got some emails. Somebody's got an email from you being in Kansas City, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. This one is from Robert Wilson. He says, hey, what up? Tell Javon I was shouting out to him at the show in Kansas City. We saw him. It was me and three of my homeboys shouting his name out in the left corner. Good show.
That's it. Salute, brother. Who was that?
Robert Wilson.
Robert, salute, brother. Appreciate that.
Nice. All right.
Next one's from CC. He says, Sally May song by D1, the song we critiqued last night. What's up, SOLC crew? Just listen to episode 176. As always, you guys have me rolling. But how the hell you guys not give this song a high raw? As one of those who had to get a hella student loans out of state student, I was so glad to have finished and paying them off. I was smiling my ass off when I went to watch the video. Felt like I wanted to party with them. My wife helped me pay them off, too. So, Teddy, you and your fiance should be able to cut Mama May off one day soon, too. no matter what Daryl says. I said he's gonna die with his school loans.
I mean, I think I said the song was cool. I mean, I thought it had a great message or whatever. But sometimes just because something has a great message, don't mean to me. Like I judge off of like lyric, like if you how creative it is, and if the rhyming sounds dope. There's a lot of things going to play. Now, if it was just a club song or something, and then like, and I'm just judging it as like, oh, this is a raw or not club song, and you know, it's different. But there was a song where he was making a point. I thought it was cool. I mean, I ain't say it was horrible, but it to me it wasn't like J. Cole that nobody did.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Then he's not done. He said, on a personal note, very glad to see D1 repping my alma mater, LSU University. Go Tigers. P.S. for Teddy. Yo, Daryl just like one of my arguing-ass homeboys. The key to winning an argument is to force him to stick to the script and stay on topic. No jumping around and talking about peripheral stuff. My homeboy has always been a good friend, so I don't slap him. But I really, really want to sometimes. Dude, you talking about slapping me?
No, he just said his homeboy, man. He ain't say slap
no,
you.
No, but he's saying that Teddy should slap me, though.
No, he ain't say Teddy should slap you.
Well, he was insinuating.
Yeah, he said it was between the lines. He's talking about,
he said his homeboy. He said his homeboy, he want to slap his homeboy sometimes. He does. He ain't say nothing like.
Okay, well, this last sentence, though. Okay. This last sentence said, I'm guessing, Teddy, that you have to sit on your hands to keep from swatting Daryl across the
okay,
school.
Okay, well, yeah. That's
that's because Teddy wanted to argue me about a polo, that polo wasn't the black brand.
Hey, you know what, though? I think all the years we've been knowing each other, like, we got 20-plus years of friendship. We have argued all the time.
Since fourth grade.
Yeah, we had 20-plus years of arguing.
And probably.
That's all you had to do was go back and forth.
Yeah, it could be all random stuff. Since fourth grade. I remember our first argument was over the movie Juice because he was the first one to go see it. And he came back to school and spoiled it for everybody. And it was messed up, part. But I was like, man, it was messed up when Raheem got killed. We like, what? And he was like, oh, y'all didn't see it? We didn't see it. We didn't go see it.
you guys just saw the movie. That was your fault.
Oh, you're a hater. You're one of those guys.
No, I don't do that. I don't do that, for real.
You did do that.
I'm saying, but I did at that time because I'm grown. I don't do that no more.
That'll get you stolen.
You learned
what?
Listen.
I done deleted people on my Facebook page for doing that shit. Like, for real. If you tell a damn movie, I would take you off my... I did that to like one, maybe two people that have really like put like in their stat... about Walking Dead. I can't believe this.
I hate that.
Well, you deleted it. And I believe it. You would never see none of my posts again. Yeah, for real.
Dude.
I'm petty like that, too. Don't even trip.
Yeah. You got
to
delete
people. Yeah, no, but shout out to you, CC, though. It's all good, man. I ain't taking it personal. Damn, people was mad about this D1, us dissing D1.
I can't believe y'all did that. I just, like,
we didn't diss D1,
but
though.
But what's so funny, I just texted him last week and was like, good song.
We didn't diss
it, though. We said the song wasn't good.
He was saying it's different levels. We have like a raw and then or like in the middle. Like it's a cool song.
But
and then
can't you relate to it?
Yeah, but it didn't really pull me like that.
Even though you could relate to it.
Yeah, I could definitely relate to it. But
well, that's what I'm saying. I think that's what people are really, because they can't.
And then pull them.
I think that's the reason why people are so passionate about it. Because they're just like, I never hear rap songs that actually apply to my real life. And that's one that, like, everybody can be like, damn, I do, man, I got to pay them student loans off every month. Like, I pay them. It sucks.
Well, I mean, I said it was cool. You know what I'm saying?
Like, once again, it was not, it's not a great record. I agree, it's not.
I mean, I would say probably it has a great message. I'm going to say that. The song itself was, and saying it's cool is not saying it's bad.
Right.
It's just saying it ain't great.
Well, no, somebody's challenging us, man. Like, I think he might put all caps in it. It's in all caps.
What?
The email's in all caps.
I want you to read it how they wrote it. Read it how they wrote it.
Hey, what up, fellas? I don't know how you was dissing that D1 track, but y'all show so much love to the young wannabe African dude. I don't know. That's some bull. He's talking about Bangs is one of the best rappers ever.
Bangs, like I said, man. Bangs,
y'all ain't ready for Bangs yet.
Bangs is that middle mark between Soulja Boy and Tupac. Like, I'm saying you have to hear.
And you never seen Bangs before?
Hey,
Rim, pull up YouTube. We gonna do an impromptu Bangs.
Didn't we just have this conversation? You supposed to stick to one topic at a time?
Yeah, but we have to introduce people to Bangs.
He did double dutch off the top. No, go on ahead, though.
No. Because we have to further the Bangs movement.
Hey, but look, time of the...
Bangs, is his name?
Bangs.
Your boy Bangs.
Your boy Bangs. Yeah,
he's Sudanese. You know
what I'm saying? Like,
he's Sudanese.
Yeah.
Like I say, the middle marker.
He's like, keep in mind, like, this is Tupac.
This is the middle marker between...
Yo boy.
Y-O.
Is it B-I?
No, it's B-O-I, yeah. Your boy Bangs.
And Bangs is with a B-A-N-G-S. Z.
Yeah. Z. Yeah.
Your boy Bangs. Yeah, all right, your boy Bangs.
All right, let's
I like
see.
His name.
See. What song, man?
It's oh, we
they
got
some good ones, man.
We got Craft. Oh, they got Craft Queen. What is that?
Is that a new joint?
I think. I'm saying like I say, just
you know. Oh, you want to hear the Jimmy Fallon diss where he dissed Jimmy because Jimmy Fallon dissed him on his show.
Really?
Oh, wait a minute. And he did a rap song to diss Jimmy Fallon.
Let's hear that. That might be interesting. Okay. Have you heard?
Oh,
it?
Oh no. We gotta go. No. We gotta go to control. The control one. That's what I'm saying. Hey, go back up.
You remember,
control.
You remember Kendrick Lamar?
You remember when Kendrick Lamar did the control verse? Yeah. Oh yeah. Bangs responded to Kendrick.
That ain't right. I'm saying like he has it, but like I'm saying lyrically. This
oh,
one,
no, just put in the control at the top with the.
I'm gonna say you got Nas, you got your Andre 3000s, you got your Kendrick Lamar's, but you got your Bangs too.
Bangs is y'all. Listen to who y'all. Are y'all serious
just
right
be
now?
Just be ready. Say, so, like I'm saying, hold just on. Like if you like good music, then.
Oh,
I ain't gonna say good music. I'm gonna just say if you like.
Split up the your boy part. Yeah.
If you like real, I ain't gonna say.
I mean, if you just like real raps, real. There it is at the top, Rim. There it is at the top.
This nigga is not some bullshit. He thinks he's the best. He doesn't have to mention my name because I'm part of the game. Hip hop is dead because every fat nigga claims to be around for thinking he's the best. Kendrick is one of my favorite, but when it comes to rap, nigga, fuck it, I gotta make it. I used to have more favorite artists, but now I got less. Because sign up artists got no story to tell, but underground artists got shit to say. And not a lot of fat rappers, I could name it, the always win BET. What a word, cause the faggot. So don't claim to be a king of hip-hop when you're not. What's the difference between us? You rap, I rap, you got fans, I got fans. You fuck hoes, I fuck hoes. I take them to the movies and you don't. But the difference is here. Too many fat rappers keep rapping about the same topic. For me, that's a bad hobby. Just cause you're rich, you got cars and rules, doesn't mean that you got shit to do. You in the studio with your phone, against you on Facebook, not even writing a song. Nigga, open your mouth and speak. I don't even know how the people come around for of the week. All the labels are fucked, they keep signing artists, got no story to tell. If I could, I'd burn all you motherfuckers and send you all to hell. I see you post a picture on Twitter and shit, but all your rhymes are weak. All the best rappers are dead, the worst rappers are alive. I could name all you motherfuckers, but I ain't got no damn. You ain't no king of the rap game, so move your ass on the side. Leave it to the fans to decide. Be careful what you say before you say it again.
Is that what y'all got out of that?
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay. Are y'all serious right now?
Dead serious.
Is this
Bangs?
Dead serious. I know you're serious.
Bangs. This Bangs,
Stacey. I'm going to tell you what I love about Bangs.
He's whack as hell.
Videos, though.
I know. I'm going to tell you what I love about Bangs. I love his name.
He's the best worst rapper ever.
He is
100%. I was like, are y'all serious right now? Yeah, oh, I can't be serious.
But he evolved as an MC, if you remember. Before, he was Soulja Boy, and then he was like, I can't have his Soulja Boy vibe at first.
Soulja Boy's over.
Right, but he looked like Soulja Boy first, then he evolved into another rapper.
Oh, now he's somebody else. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he said in between Tupac and because he got an album. He, you know, you remember Machiavelli? He redid it and put himself on the cross.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That's Bangs. That's what I'm saying.
It was Bangs of Valley.
Bangs of Valley.
Yeah, Bangs of Valley. And he got singles on the, and it's funny, he's big in Australia.
He did a Toyota
commercial.
He did a Toyota commercial.
In
a real Australia. A real commercial. But then like a high budget, not like no
for Australia.
$3,000 commercial.
You know what? And this is why I know that it's time for me to like move on and do other things because people like him are
They're gonna be coming on our show dissing Bangs.
I'm not. I just said I like his name.
Okay.
I'm big up in his movement.
I
mean, I'm not about to like pull up his
YouTube
videos and dissect
his lyrics. You
wouldn't
bump in your car?
I mean, we did the lyrical joint though, man. We
I wouldn't.
Okay. So we're reading listener mail. Is that what's going on right now?
Yeah, because our listener was saying we get Bangs too many props, and we was hating on D1.
And I agree, listener, whoever you are.
Whatever. Y'all heard this. Y'all heard we just played fire.
Yeah.
But keep going though, because obviously your listeners don't have ears.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's terrible.
It's all right. That's all we got for listener mail. We got two voicemails later on we can play if we got time. But let's jump into our hot topics, man. All right, we got a retraction. Little Troy did not die like we thought. It was his cousin, one other dude's on the song. Like,
Wait a minute.
People hit us up on Twitter about it, like, hey, man, Lil Troy ain't died, man.
What?
It's one other dude's on the song, so it's kind of the same
y'all
thing.
Hit the RIP, played his music and everything, and he went down.
we
did get my RIP. We was like, for real, we was like, oh, man, Lil Troy.
We was like, dang, Lil Troy, you ain't even rap on the song, but it's all good, man.
Damn. So it wasn't a dude.
It's one of the dudes on the song, though, so it's actually one of the dudes on the song.
Oh, okay. But you don't know which one.
No.
Okay.
Yeah, it's some whole bunch of Houston cats hit us up.
I saw it on.
And shout out to Average Bro, man. He in D.C. He was the first week. Hey, man, Lil Troy didn't die, man. It was his cousin, like little cracker or something. I don't know. Like he named the dude too. Like I was like, dang, I ain't even okay. My bad, man.
What LaTroy need to do? Need to come out with an album real fast. While he got that buzz
right now.
Dead. Like
nah, Scarface kind of did it all that.
What happened?
You know, remember he was beefing with Scarface, and Scarface basically shut him down.
Oh, what? Because
LaTroy was saying, LaTroy was trying to say that Scarface was like snitching all this. He's like, I got the papers. I got the papers that show Scarface is snitching, and Scarface shut it all down. And
he hasn't been heard of since 07. That wasn't real.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hello?
You talking about this in Scarface.
You haven't heard from, that happened in 07, you haven't heard of LaTroy since then.
Hey,
until
but
you said so.
Yeah, just till he died. When he died, that was when we always a joke that
but
we was like.
Where did you get that story from?
Somebody sent it to us while we was on the show. And it was just like, oh, snap, LaTroy died. Dang.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like something happened right then. All right, let's jump into that. Let's ass eating restaurant in Japan. Did you see this, Javon?
Ass eating restaurant.
Yeah, click the link
right
there.
It can't be real,
right? I tried to go through the Reddit link. Some people were saying it's real. They've been over there and everything.
Whoa! What?
And they got the picture of the person as you.
Whoa!
That you're supposed to be.
They're real people?
Yeah!
If y'all can see this, I'm gonna tell you what it is.
It's a
prosthetic, but I guess it's the woman's ass she's supposed to be eating.
What you mean? It's like a fake.
So
booty?
It's not a real booty. It's a prosthetic.
It's a prosthetic, but it's you eating the ass though, and that's the woman above.
So is that like a video thing or is it just a picture?
No, that's a woman. That's just like a calendar, like a little calendar.
No, they're like a. So
oh, okay,
sure,
now
are
I
you sure that's
it.
A prosthetic?
Supposed to be. Some people said it was real on there.
Because they look real. Them because
real
they all
so you
say
that's the
color
actual woman.
Differently?
I don't know if that's a one. I don't know if it's. But I'm saying them are real booties. Those are real booties and sticking out of there.
No, it can't be. Look how it's bending in right there. Though that's prosthetic. Look
what
the
you
dude,
mean? I bent in
the dude. The but dude right there and the second dude.
Look at how
he
all
putting
of
his fingers on it. Like
all
yeah,
of them are different.
Exactly.
All of them are shaped different. Like that one looked like they got like more like a flat ass.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And then that one looked like she hang out with Nicki Minaj now.
Yep.
That look, I don't know what that is. That I don't know. They yeah, all look like
I think
different
them real.
Booty.
Dude, that's real.
I think them real booty, dog.
So hold on. So you getting paid?
Look at him. He the one who's been down.
He taking notes.
No, I'm taking notes.
He's
boy,
like, he taking notes.
Do that shit, dog. Do that shit.
These are all men who have jobs.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, they in suits. They came from work from
yeah,
this to this.
They got goggles on. Test goggles.
Yeah, because in case, you know, somebody got a little something going on. That's like disgusting.
Hey, well, you know, some of y'all eat chitlins. So that's what that is. Yeah. That's all that is.
It is.
Chitlins.
If you can eat pig intestines,
but somebody, but
human
the
ass.
People are
booty,
paying to
booty hole lining. You said what?
Like people are paying, like going to a place, like a restaurant. Like,
how much are they charging for this service?
They did not. It was just, people were saying there was different prices from $60. Like for okay.
Damn, $60.
Yeah,
for a booty
or 60
to eat it though.
For 60 yen, but which is a little bit more than American dollars. So you're talking about like $65 maybe.
No,
the yen
dog.
Is worth more than American dollar right now.
Nah, buddy.
Not for use with chopsticks.
Gordon Ramsay really got things turned around here. The way it had been run was ass backwards.
Hey, this is playing on words. Hey, worst part is they would just be hungry again in an hour.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
My eyes. Hey. The goggles do nothing.
How did you even find this story? Yeah, this
somebody
is
sent it to
about.
Us.
This
so when I
listen,
they sent it to us. They sent it to us.
And you're a sick person, whoever sent it.
Hey, but scroll back up to the picture though, so I could just get him a visual. Like,
shout out to my man Average Bro. I told him that he was like, man, I forgot. We talked about something nasty and last year. He's like, man, y'all nasty. I was like, wait till you hear the next show.
Dude, Average Bro. That I'm talking about, it's a picture above, like, okay, it's an ass, like, sticking out a wall, and it's a picture above the ass.
Like, the woman ass she must be eating.
But it's supposed to be, but it could be the janitor.
But
you
the pictures look like
is.
The calendar in the, where
in
we
the
get,
restaurant.
Where
the
we
restaurant.
Get the St. Paul's.
Yep. The ass, they do like them calendars that be hanging up. It's all do all that. And I do like the calendar
be. Local chop suey.
Uh-huh. Duck and noodles. Get your booty. That's terrible, though, man.
That's, oh, man.
And this one dude at the very end, he looking to make sure he doing it right. Look at the dude at the very all the way to the left. He looking over the other dude like, okay, okay.
So he trying to check to make sure he's
okay,
doing it right.
I see how you do. You getting up under.
How yours taste?
They look
almost real, and then they look fake, but I think they're real.
I think they're real, too, man.
Let's go with real.
She got half her back out.
Yeah, what I'm saying, it's like, you can see it's like one to the back.
That's real.
She can't. Oh, that's terrible. They got on goggles. Hey, why they got them goggles on?
I told you. Like, that's...
Hey, that's silly.
All right, next up, man.
Oh, gosh.
This is something for more you, Javon. What do you think about... Did you see Chris Rock stand up for the Oscars?
Yeah, I thought he did a great job.
Like, yeah, he did a great job. Like, a lot of people was kind of mad and hating on him.
I think people mad at him making comments towards like Jada Pinkett.
I thought that joke was funny though.
I thought it was too, and I thought it was totally appropriate. Was
but yeah. Look, this y'all gotta understand. Like, people gonna get mad at you for whatever you do. He could have been perfect. Somebody would still been like, well, he still should have said something about Martin Luther King. He ain't saying nothing about the King. You know what I'm saying?
And then they did Martin Luther King, be like, right. He ain't mentioned Malcolm X though.
Exactly. It's always gonna be something. I think Chris Rock did. I think he's brilliant, dude. Like, you know, and like, I ain't even the biggest Chris Rock fan. I'm a fan of comedy. I'm just saying. But like, Chris Rock ain't like my favorite comic. But like, Chris Rock, he's brilliant. Brilliant, I mean. Like, I'm going to say this. Like, for him to go up there under those circumstances and still be able to come across. And like, he made some valid points and stuff. And talking about how the Oscars were over the past years and stuff like that. And that'll probably never change. But I know some people was like, Chris Rock should boycott it and not. They don't get somebody else to host it. And then what? Then you're going to be sitting back. And
Tracy Morgan.
Yeah. No, they don't go Tracy Morgan.
He said it wouldn't let him. Tracy Morgan.
Never.
No, I think Chris Rock did an outstanding job, man. It wasn't cooning at all.
Yeah, that's how did people get
people
it?
Was, said that?
People yeah, said people the whole thing cooning. Him was him cooning. Because the way it came from also is that when he was doing the interview thing with the people at the Compton movie theater, and he was like, you got all them people out there cooning and stuff doing their thing. I was like, you ain't never watched the Chris Rock show then.
Chris Rock was like that all the time. That's his MO. Like, everything Chris Rock did that night was Chris
Rock. Chris Rock show.
Yeah, if you've never watched Chris, like, shut up. People starting to get on my nerves.
Yeah, no, and it's almost like everybody want to be black.
For real.
No, but it's black people doing it the most. Like, we want to black check everything constantly to somebody does to make sure it's black enough.
You're not taking my card. How about that?
Yeah, mine either. Mine tattooed on me. Yeah. I mean, it can't be removed.
No, I got a gel down my edges too, bitch. So you ain't taking my card.
Another topic that people are upset about, Zoe Saldana.
That's
Nina Simone. We talked about this before. I have the full apology on this because before I said we should give her a chance. I apologize.
Really? Because you think she cute. That's why you
No, because I said there was this release and they were talking about what was going to happen. I was like, well, let's just see what she do. Huh. But it looked bad. It's because she got prosthetics on.
I would have never took the role. She should have never took the role.
That's what Teddy said. Remember? That's what Teddy said. Remember?
Way too much backlash.
You know, Zendaya didn't take the role of Aaliyah in that movie because immediately she got dragged on the internet. And it was just like, she was like, okay, you know what, thanks.
Wait,
no,
you'll see.
I won't do it.
You'll see.
And it was terrible. And I think that Zoe should have done the same thing. But she seemed like she got a lot of pride. And she'd be like,
right.
You know, whatever. And that's
and
why
people,
you get
people black, black people black check her all the time, though, too.
She's black Puerto Rican, too.
She's Puerto Rican and Dominican.
Yeah.
That's still black.
But she says she's black, though, yeah.
That is black.
She had,
it is.
She had a fake nose.
But she's, okay, when we say she's black, which I like to say a woman of color. She's not a woman of color that is from the States.
I mean, it's not.
We have a different blackness, though.
But she's grew up in the States, though, so I might as well say she's black here. Like, Tatiana Lee's, like, half black and half Dominican, too. And she considers herself a white, like, a black and, like Spanish. I forgot what this, like, black Spanish.
I think she considers herself, though, too. More black than Zoe.
Yeah, and then what you call is, too, what you call his wife is, too. Lawrence Fishburne's wife is, too. Gina Torres is black and Dominican. Or Dominican or something like that. And you wouldn't have known that, though. You know what I'm saying? But they say they black.
I mean,
well, I agree with Stacey, though. I think she should have just
not took the role.
He said it, too.
Yeah. Teddy's the one that said, me and Teddy had one of them arguments about that.
Who do you think they should have got?
I mean, you could have got any dark-skinned girl to be better than her.
I would hope. I mean, everybody was throwing around Lupita and Nyong'o.
They want to put Lupita in everything, though, now.
What's her name from Walking Dead? Who played Michonne?
Yeah.
She's playing
Tupac mom, though, too.
That's a great thing.
She's going to play a Phoenix.
She got Annie Irie.
I don't know if she can act. I want Lauryn Hill to do it.
That'd have been dope.
But I mean,
she dresses like
and she can sing.
But it's the thing, though. It's the movie going to get done, though.
Yeah.
Everybody said,
well, y'all
be hating
on
her.
My Gemini sister would have got her act together to play Nina Simone.
No Geminis could be hired. But, you know, it'll work because Nina Simone was crazy, though, too. So I guess it'll work out.
But I think, I mean, aesthetically, I think musically, I think everything, Lauryn Hill would have killed that.
I agree. You know, like, as long as she showed up. For real.
And then she was going through the tax problems, then the government was on her, where she got locked up for a little bit.
She would have really, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She could have brought that role to life, I think.
No, that's a good.
And then
we
would have got to hear some new music from Lauryn Hill. You know she did. I'm saying she would have sang some of her songs.
She did. She did it for the documentary. Did y'all see the Nina documentary?
Yeah, on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. I don't know if it's still on there, but she did a Nina Simone song for the documentary.
Well, I got a Fire Stick, so I can go on there.
It wasn't great that song, but the fact that she did record new music for that documentary, which was really good. That was something that her daughter did.
Well, that's dope. That's dope. Yeah, I
guess the family Nina Simone account went off on her.
Bloop.
Wow.
Went off on who?
Like Zoe said, I was like, hey, check out my movie. Taylor, like, keep my mama name out your mouth. No, I'm not bullshit.
So wait a minute. The movie is
complete? No, they said keep your like Nina Simone official family page was like.
But I'm saying,
tweeted her like keep your
movie is complete though.
Yeah, they got the trailer for it.
What?
And they was like, keep your mama name out your mouth.
Forever though.
Yeah,
like
forever.
For
they said forever.
Like, but y'all, wait a minute. You think her backlash is going to be worse than Wendy Williams with that Aaliyah movie?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they about to drag
her.
Oh,
they finna
drag her.
Yes.
It looked like they melted chocolate.
No. Dude, they put prosthetics on her, dog. They put a bigger nose on her.
Wait, please pull it up.
Go ahead. Pull up.
Yeah, you got to see the. You need to see the trailer. Trailer.
Dude, you. Zoe?
Oh, yeah, okay. There it is.
Yeah, it's pretty bad, Jamal. You
can
just pull up a picture. You just see the picture.
He had my boy in it, David. How do you say his name?
Oh, Yellow.
Oh, yeah.
He was executive producer too. That's the messed up part.
Really?
He's executive producer.
So did you know he's producing a TV show that's set in St. Louis? Did
you
hear about that?
And I've been looking up. But I've been looking up trying to figure out what this. I can't find nothing about it on the internet. I've Googled 30 different kind of searches. I cannot find out what that story is. He's trying to use from the '20s being black cops. Look at Javon. Javon. Hey, Javon.
She could at least
get wrong for it.
Her lips don't even look the same. Like, her lips ain't the same. Like, everything about that, she look wrong. It look a mess.
Whitewash.
They know good with it. When she was doing it, somebody knew they was wrong. Hey, man, y'all shoot your...
Hey, yo, Butch Call's in it, too, though. Mike Epps in it. He playing
Mike
Richard
Epps
Pryor in there. He plays Richard Pryor in it. That's how he ended up getting the locking down. They said the Richard Pryor.
Let me
play Richard Pryor.
I love me some
they were,
Mike. Yeah, because
they were best friends in real life. Nina Simone and Richard Pryor were.
Man, I'm talking about
once again no friends because you had a true friend. Somebody should have said something.
Somebody should have
said something like
it's a bad idea.
And it's the makeup looks different in different scenes too. If you watch the trailer, like it looks like somebody couldn't keep it like exactly the same.
It look a mess.
Like in every time, man.
But you know, look at that picture down there. She looked like buckwheat.
Oh, she also made her husband take her last name.
Who?
The dude she marries, like some other actor dude, and he took her last name.
He's an artist.
He took her last name.
He took her last
name. He's like an Italian artist.
Yeah, but he took her last name though.
He took her last name. Mm-hmm. I did hear that.
Yeah,
it's fine.
Look at your
well, she wears pants in her relationship, so yeah, clearly is she one of those people you can't tell her nothing.
Yeah, because obviously.
Well, look at that girl, her dude right there.
Come on,
yeah,
is he
that's
a blonde,
right there, yeah.
A blonde Bob.
Yeah, he did
a blonde Bob.
He does. He got okay. Yeah,
he got the old Brad Pitt look.
Yeah.
21 Jump Street.
No, the Legend of the Fall. Brad Pitt.
He looks like a vampire.
Yeah, he is a vampire. Yeah,
that's how she married him. Right.
He took her last name.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Okay, moving on.
Yeah.
Lord, you probably should have paid. Y'all, they silly for that though. Looking at them pictures of her, she know.
Ain't that a mess?
That's a mess. She should have, once you looking at her makeup, you know she probably was thinking in her head, like, oh, well.
I came back out now.
Right, I too late. I'm halfway through the movie.
I already cashed the check.
Cleared.
I already cashed the check. And I paid for my husband's new art studio.
Oh.
Okay. And I got a baby on the way. She just had
a
baby.
She had twins.
See? That's why she took that movie, because she had a baby on the way. Yeah. And he took her last name, and he ain't got to draw nothing.
And that, what's the, Guardians of the Galaxy ain't coming out to 2017, so she can't get that money right now.
Mm-mm. Nah, that's funny.
That's, you know, dude from St. Louis, too, that is directing that. That directs that.
Guardians
James Gunn? Yeah, James Gunn. He's from St. Louis. He went to my high school.
What? How old is he? He older than us.
He like 80, class like 86.
Oh, he way, way older than
us. Yeah, something like that. But
older than me.
Yeah, he like class 86. But so, next up, Troy Ave and Joy Badass, man. Have you heard the Troy Ave track?
Yeah. I've never been a huge Troy Ave fan.
He sounds like a midget version of 50 Cent.
Yeah.
Like a light. Yeah, you know, like the way he rhymes is like he's trying to be 50, it feels like.
I can see that. He's trying to be 50. Like, I think he's trying to use that formula and like, just being like, not giving a shit about what you say. Like, he said something about that partner that committed suicide.
Yeah, but you
like
know
that.
How the beef started, right?
Joey Badass said, like, Kirk Franklin sold more albums.
No, it started before that. Troy Ave was like, I'm the best independent selling artist. in hip hop for this year. And Joe Bass like, nah, dog, I sold 150 grand and our shit was independent. And Troy Ave only sold like 20,000. Remember his album Flop? Troy Ave.
Right, right.
Flop.
I remember that.
And he was like, but I'm still the best independent selling artist. And then he was like, but you know, you a fuck boy backpack dude.
That would probably be Tech N9ne for all of you niggas. But
just, right. Yeah. Nah,
yeah.
You're right.
Yeah, 100% though. Yeah.
1,000,000%. Like Tech N9ne make more money than rappers who are signed. Yeah. That's why people want to go independent because pretty
Tech
much because, like him and like Master P pretty much make people want to go like do their own thing. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but him coming, then he drops that song and he basically, but then he doubles down on it and he got on Sway and talking about, yeah, any nigga that killed himself, anybody that rode with them, some suckers too, and they all whack and they going to hell. Like anybody, if you roll with them, you a sucker nigga too, because you around weak niggas that kill themselves.
That's whack.
Yeah. I was like, and I'm like, dude, how you?
He don't want to apologize. He feel like at this point, like, you know, pride,
you said he doubled.
Pride won't let him say, like, hey, dude, I went too far.
But why double down then, though? Why just be like, oh, well, you know, I said what I said.
Just pride with him. You know what I'm saying? He don't want to be like, yeah, I think he want to put up this image like he don't give a shit. In the back of his mind, that dude care, man. Like, I think Troy Ave is just trying to play that 50 Cent role. And it works with 50 Cent, but we've seen it already. Now you got to do something different.
Just have like, have you heard this song?
No, I don't even know who these people are.
Oh yeah, I know, you know who Joey Badass is, right?
I know who Joey Badass is. Troy Ave is
the beats guys are kind of dope though on the low.
On Troy Ave,
yeah, the beats kind of dope, but the rhyming is just like it's like you think if 50 Cent had like three levels of octane of a voice, like where he's like sound.
He don't even rhyme as good as 50 Cent.
No, but I'm saying, but he's like that style of rhyming is like 50.
Yeah, that ain't right. What I'm saying, like, but Troy Ave trying to use that formula, but it's like. He ain't on 50 level. Even 50 back then would destroy them.
The line that was real fucked up, he said, he goes, my niggas put niggas in bags. Your niggas put themselves in bags.
Oh, my God. Really?
Straight up.
Yeah, that was what it was. He said that on, no, that wasn't a rhyme, though. He said that to Sway, like, when he was in interviews. Like, he's like, my niggas don't kill themselves. They put niggas in bags, not putting themselves in bags.
What Sway say to that?
He was like, dang, like. Like,
you know, Sway be cracking.
Sway, when you know Sway don't agree or something, he go, dang.
I heard that, man.
That's exactly what he do. Like, he usually say, damn. And he, like, usually pause on it and be like, well.
You know, I heard that, man. You know. What's on your next album, man?
Going hey, you see the interview with Young Thug? He did that about 10 times with Young Thug.
What?
Like, dang.
No, man. No, we already talked about that Rich Homie Quan freestyle. Did you see that? You see Rich Homie? Did you see that freestyle?
It's the worst freestyle ever.
I'm sure it was.
And it's 10 minutes.
It's 10 minutes? No. You talking about when he was in the booth?
Yes. And he said he kept telling him to throw on different beats?
Yeah. I was like, are y'all serious right now? He can't be serious.
He said, let me get another beat. I would have been like, no, nigga. No.
I could have done everything he did.
Damn right, we should. We should do our own, for real. Do our own.
We go right here in the booth on this closed booth.
I got to be a little bit drunker for that. A whole lot drunker for that.
You can do it.
And it goes back to reminiscing. He ain't got no friends. You know his boys are sitting there too, probably like, you going. And because he looked, because one of somebody on the comments said it was funny. He's like, you could tell he's looking at his boys, and you get and the confirmation. They probably sitting there like, okay, yeah.
What kind of drugs are they taking? Seriously, what's the hot drug? Because I don't hear nobody talking about Molly no more. So they got to be what drug?
They doing a lot of them are drinking. Was it that lean?
What's that K9? That K9 too? Smoking that K9?
No, they smoking some real herb.
That K9 that mess you up, don't it? Don't they?
Yeah,
have
that's
bad.
Like fake stuff. Yeah. I'm sure they got the best.
The one
they
like Cat Williams.
Oh, we're gonna talk about that later.
Because I need to talk to you about this though, for real, for all some comic shit. All right. not full disclosure, just disclosure.
All right.
Because I know you know a lot of cats and everything. Yeah. You know that'll be give us the insight. All right. Next up, your man Kendrick Lamar drops his new album. Man, what'd you think?
I mean, I it was a song that I've heard before. Some of them were. It was like maybe like one of them I don't want to say I didn't hear before, but like the rest of them But, I mean, it's Kendrick. I like Kendrick, man. But I still say my favorite Kendrick Lamar project album is Section 80. That's still my favorite.
Everybody says
that. Section 80 is dope.
Yeah. It was dope.
Section 80 was dope. It was definitely dope. What you think, Rim?
I mean, I heard most of it, so it wasn't a surprise. But it was dope.
Better than that.
Way better.
You said you hadn't heard it yet.
No.
You gotta hear.
I know I am. I need to listen to some music.
It's so dope because he's got a whole bunch of different features on it you don't even know, and he won't list them. Mm. Like, you just be like, is that CeeLo singing? Oh, damn, okay.
Oh, and I love CeeLo. Now yeah. You're gonna make me
yeah, yeah. That'd like, he got Absol on the track. He got a couple people.
Yeah,
on there.
I almost said I heard
like, random people that just pop up. Like,
I probably didn't know
there.
That was Absol because when I listened to it, it just had, like, the date that it was made.
It's that. Right. It's number 7. It's the last track.
It didn't have, like, who was featured on there.
It's the last track. Yeah, I just looked them up. And
is
I was
Bilal
like,
on there?
Bilal is on there. And then the chick, Amy Wise, that was singing on Pimp the Butterfly, she was on there, too.
Okay.
And then Battle Cat did most of the beats, it looked like. And I guess Swiss Beat Son did one of the beats or something.
Yeah.
Which got credit for
his. The 5-year-old or 6-year-old?
No way.
That's yeah. What they saying. I mean, I don't know if he just
said he giving them producers credit on the song.
Yeah, would he just hit an NPC drum beat or something?
Like what we said, Puffy dude coming in.
So he did the Puffy.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Next up, your man Frenchie, as I call him, French Montana. Mm-hmm. You know, he took back the quotes he said about Kendrick Lamar, and you know, and everybody's embracing him and not embracing street music.
It's kind of true though.
People like good music. You could be street. I mean, Frenchie. Jay-Z was street, but he made some cold-ass music.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
Frenchie, as I call him.
Because I watched that on my way here. I actually Frenchie. Watched that on the way here.
That interview with him.
I wanted to say, I didn't even get to that part. I just saw what you said. And I sort of agree with him because I'm one of those people who I appreciate trap music.
Mm.
And I always have and I always will. And I don't think that they get enough shine on the main stage. And I know why, because it's not politically correct. People don't want to glorify the things that they talk about in those records. But some of that music is good. I'm sorry, Gucci Mane made some really good music.
Hell no.
Y'all tripping.
Rips it, hell
it was musical. Y'all tripping.
Like, Gucci Mane had a couple of tracks.
No, Gucci Mane. And then, Gucci Mane and then you got to, no, no, no. And then you got to also understand, the way that I feel, like his stuff, he also influenced a movement. The Migos, people like that, the people he influenced, what was his, he definitely had influence on the game. So how can we deny that they added something to hip hop? Because they did. Like,
they've added, to me, like Gucci Mane added I don't think he added a lane, I think he added two, because I think what GD was like more mainstream before Gucci Mane was. I think Gucci Mane got I think trap music has their own lane. They have their own lane. I don't think it's like where trap music don't get its dues. I think a lot of people like trap music. I think more people at one point liked trap music than even knew who J. Cole was at one point.
Probably.
I think just now they're starting to get to where people know who J. Cole is. They know who.
Because they are redirecting. Don't get me wrong, because you know I'm a person who loved the Tribe Called Quest and De La Soul.
Yeah.
So, but at the same time, it's just like, I get what he's saying. I do agree that they are making Kendrick. They're putting him as the face, just like, what's your boy?
J. Cole?
No, I'm thinking of basketball. Stephen Curry is the face of the NBA. They're making him the face of hip-hop.
But,
they do that. But
the reason I say bullshit on Frenchie, because Frenchie, remember he had an interview last year we talked about where he said, conscious rappers don't get no paper like I do.
Yeah,
he's hating right now because he ain't getting no money.
Yeah, because he's not popular right now.
He's whack.
Rimmer says a straight out, let's regular. Yeah. Not even like he just like he's just whack.
I mean, I've heard some French Montana cuts.
I never heard that.
I rock to like
one song.
Going
and I gotta say, French Montana's whack.
Yeah,
no, I'm saying,
let's be clear.
Now we do have a song here. I kind of like this on Raw. No,
but
no,
I'm saying like when I'm saying like if I'm going to the club or something, like he might made a song that I could rock. To.
One song. I know the one song. It's the only one song that you love. No,
I wouldn't download it.
No, but you only had one song I know that you like from French Montana. And
which one
is that? The song with Drake and Lil Wayne and Luke and everybody.
Well, it's probably Drake's song, is it?
No, it's Frenchie's song. Okay. the one song he got popular with, you know, where he took Luke. Pop that.
That's the only song he had.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's the only song.
Work.
Work.
What you work
and you don't think about his verse on the song at all. You think about Lil Wayne and Drake's verse.
And Rick Ross on it, too.
And Rick Ross, too, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I mean.
Yeah, because he's whack.
Yeah, he's whack.
But
he's,
I think trap rap has its own lane. I just think now.
But y'all ain't never gonna be at the Grammys. Cut it out.
That's what he wanted to be. He wanted to be a Grammy category.
Yeah, that's what. I feel them because they work hard too. I feel them.
But should it be like hip hop or hip hop? Then we have trap music. Like
it'll never happen.
But I'm saying, but should that be
but
the
we
way
have a
it
hood,
is though?
Why don't we just do one like at the like Roscoe's? Like we'd have like a little like telecast. We going to a station at Roscoe's on Pico and Normandy for the Trap Music Award.
Well, they got the one they do the All Def what Russ Simmons just did. The
yeah, but I'm talking about they won a Grammy. I'm saying they can get their Grammy, but they got to get it at Roscoe's.
Never. They're never going to get it.
Now, you don't get no Grammy for just no. And I don't think you could really just gauge, do a whole. Like, when you're talking about like people
you
like
could
J.
Do
Cole.
A Grammy category for trap music.
You think so?
I don't think so. Just because.
Yeah, kidding me.
When you talk about albums, if you look at like a J. Cole, the Kendrick Lamar album, they have songs on there. I think you need to have a variety of songs on the album to be able to win a Grammy for like an album. If you're talking about songs, okay, maybe they can. I don't know.
Trap
maybe,
category.
Maybe for
I mean,
a song.
When you think about it, don't they have like different categories? But I mean, because they got like. Mainstream R&B, yeah. And then they have traditional
alternative R&B. They got alternative R&B.
Yeah, so they have different awards for different sectors of R&B. So why couldn't they do that?
So they should do like hip hop, underground hip hop, mainstream hip hop, or should they do hip hop, trap music? Like, I don't think trap music could ever have a lane.
You won't. Yeah. But I'm saying I feel him. Like, I understand his argument. I get his gripe. But I also
he's the wrong person delivering it to.
Who else could have delivered
Future
that?
Future could have said that, and it made it maybe more. He's hard. More, more credence in
but
it.
He's horrible,
Future,
too, though.
Future got some cuts that I like. I ain't gonna
no, 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 no. I'm not saying you like the songs, but I'm talking about he had more credence than. He has more popular songs than Frenchie.
Yeah. But and I get that, but he also will probably have a shot at winning a Grammy eventually.
Well, that's what you call it said. Who's the
producer? Or a writer?
Not producer. LaFace Records. Who's L.A. Reid said that he's the most underrated artist.
Who, Future?
Yeah,
Future though. I mean, but look at what camp he came out of. Who he's been exposed to. So yeah, I mean, I just think that. Some of them do, and y'all gonna quit. Don't ever say that Gucci Mane ain't had no songs because he did.
No, he had Icy, so Icy.
Stacey got mad a little bit.
But that ain't the. Yeah, because y'all not gonna deny him. y'all not gonna deny him. Gucci Mane was the shit.
I would say this though. His featuring, he has some good features on songs, I would say. Like, he came in on a lot of features and he was like, oh, okay, damn.
But he influenced some really dope people.
Who? Who do you mention was that dope?
I just said Migos.
The Migos? Are they dope now?
Yeah, hey.
Hey, you know what's bad though? I just heard like a song and then I realized it was the Migos because I heard it at the club so many times during our party. And I never knew who it was. And then I had on Pandora and I just put on like a ratchet mix just to see. I just wanted to see.
Yeah.
I was like, that's the Migos? Mm-mm. I was like, I didn't know the Migos were that popular.
See? Yes.
No, I know they was popular, but I didn't know that those songs were the songs that was popping like
that. Yeah, that's what I'm trying to tell. Like, but this stuff be something. And I love Ray Shremmer. Love them.
I do too. I ain't gonna front. I like Ray Shremmer too. I like Ray Shremmer.
I'm saying I like them because to me, they're like a hood crisscross.
And they seem like they're having fun.
Yeah.
Oh my God. And they look like they have fun. I love them. Yeah, they were in town over the weekend.
Really?
They were just here kicking it.
Mm. Oh, they didn't perform.
They cost a lot of money right now.
Oh, I'll bet you they
to get them to perform?
Yeah, I think they're like 75.
Woo!
Gee, won't be performing much.
Yeah, but they was separate just kicking it?
Yeah, they were here. They might have been in the studio recording, but they were here.
Okay.
They were here when Marlon Wayans was here over the weekend.
Did they go to his thing?
I don't know, but I did.
How was it?
He was really good.
I've heard that.
I heard that too from a comment. They said he was really good.
He was good. Any comedian would have appreciated him because he went up there prepared. Nothing worse than a comedian that don't prepare. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, you got I'm gonna say on the level that I'm on, which ain't saying like a whole lot, but I mean it is saying a lot because I travel on the road. But you can't be out there not prepared and just go up and wing it. Like when I was starting off, those people that did that, and
you've never heard of them again, have you?
Yeah, in the same spots they've been doing for the last 10 years.
Because they keep winging it.
Right. Yeah, they still at Sanford's and it's closed.
Hey, it is, for real. Hey, no lie. Hey,
Sid got started it, too.
Yeah.
Hey, that way you are speaking the absolute truth, right, for real. Jay, what you said? I'm going to say no names.
All right, last topic before we go to break. They trying this Juice sequel again, man. Remember before Soulja Boy was supposed to be in it? Remember we talked about it before a couple of years ago?
They still trying to do a Juice. You can't do a
DJ
sequel.
DJ Khaled's trying to do this one, though.
No.
Absolutely.
Especially not him. No.
He going to have his name all over it.
Yeah. It's going to be DJ Khaled Presents Juice, too.
Whack.
Or even juicier.
Now that's terrible.
That's a whole different.
That boy said even juicy. You ain't giving no pause for that.
Pause.
You slipped.
It was gonna be. It's somebody right now. That was typing up an email like you just missed that big pause.
That boy said even juicier.
Juiciest.
Who else is supposed to be attached to?
No, but that's the only thing is DJ Khaled. Before it was Soulja Boy was attached to the. It was original Juice Secret. They was actually gonna do. and what you call Shut It Down, Ernest Dickerson Shut It Down. He's the original director.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, and I think he owns the rights to it still because he was the original director. So I don't know.
Shut it down again, Ernest.
You know what? I bet you Diddy Khaled didn't even know it. He was like, man, I think I could do this Juice thing. He ain't talked to nobody or nothing. Just put it out there.
Khaled probably just watched you this year.
Every time you say DJ Khaled, I just think of him with no shirt on, breathing heavy, and every time you say Soulja Boy, I just think of him in them big ass earrings. Neither one of them.
You're special.
Needs to be.
Another one.
I just neither one of them. Like, who you gonna get to play? There is nobody who could recreate Tupac's role. At all.
Like,
I'm gonna say even the film itself, like that was like a movie that was a classic.
Classic.
You can't, but like saying we're gonna redo what's another hood classic? You know, Boys in the Hood. Right. That was like Ice Cube's role. Even Ice Cube's son couldn't pull off his role that he did in Boys in the Hood.
No. Ice Cube don't even act like that no more. He don't even know his daddy acting like that no more.
No. So you can't take, like you said, Tupac, a character like him.
He was so scary in that movie.
To me, he was like one of them friends. So you'd be like, damn, dude can't come over here no more. Like, yeah, like,
dude can't come over here for real.
Like,
oh my God.
Don't open the door when he comes.
Everybody be quiet. Like, how Q looked out the window, and I saw his brother tried to look out the window. He grabbed his brother. Yeah. Like, boy, get out that damn window.
Right. Q. That's Bishop.
We're going to have to move.
Bishop was so scary. When he was on the other side of that locker, I was like,
stay. I'm talking about. Hey, look.
Keep in mind, we didn't get none of that because Javon spoiled off us, though. So I didn't get that reaction time. No,
you're right.
I didn't get none of that. You know, I knew it was gonna happen.
Man, look here.
Javon told the whole movie.
He felt that. That's why he couldn't.
Any of my partners ever did that back in the day. Standing behind my locker, dog, and I closed my locker, and I ain't see you, and you just mad at me and staring, dog. I'm saying.
How about when he was in the elevator?
I'm not gonna, you said what?
When he was in the elevator.
Man.
What he said, what you going to try to do? What you going to do? Shoot me in the elevator. And then the elevator went up. Ding! Cox says, bow! What they going to do with the sunglasses? Grabbed them, then they ran to the roof. I remember that, man. That was my favorite movies of all time.
Was that a better one for Pac? Or when he played Birdie in Above the Rim?
Nah, Juice was like his most memorable.
Juice is...
I don't even think some people probably like remember how significant Birdie was in.
Oh, he was the most. He was the best part of the movie to me.
I mean, I think
and Marlon Wayans actually was good in there too.
Yeah, but I mean, I think Birdie definitely was a major part. But people remember him from Juice.
Yep.
They, like when you think of like if you say man, name a Tupac movie, 99.9% of people gonna say Juice. That's, you
know. Well, I think some people say Poetic Justice.
Yeah, that those.
He was good in that. He was good in that movie too. I have Pac, man.
Hey, man, we talk. That was we don't have those type of talents anymore. You know what I'm saying? That dude was like, you know, politically just trying to do something. Plus, he was like speaking with his music, trying to do everything. That dude was a hard worker. That's how you got to model yourself, man.
When them Geminis though popping off a little bit too much.
Kanye should have been Tupac.
What happened?
He fell up in Kim.
Yeah, that's real though, man.
And no, I think they really do have a poisonous cavern though. The Kardashians do, man. Like they look at Lamar Odom did drugs and did a sexcapade at the Bunny Ranch and almost died.
Almost died. Your boy was almost out of here.
And he they say
they got bad luck, cooch.
They got to. Reggie Bush ain't been the same. Miles Austin ain't been
the same. OJ Simpson,
that's real shit.
Talking about Chloe Daddy.
Hey, that's the last topic before we go to break. I did not put that on there. Have you watched the OJ TV show?
Nah, with Cuba Gooding Jr.
Yo, that shit is the best TV show on TV.
Everybody, so is it a TV show or is it like a?
It's
it
a TV
movie?
Show. No, it's like 8 episodes.
Okay, so do they show like the Kardashians? Anything?
That's happen? The only part I hate. They shoehorn them little girls up in there
for real
every time they get a chance.
Are you serious?
Dude, Robert Kardashian takes him out to eat and be like, you gotta do the right thing in your life. You don't have to be famous.
Did they produce it or something?
I don't know. But they shoehorned her and then what's the mom's name? Kris Jenner, she's all up in there too. Obviously because she was married to him. But the thing is crazy is she wasn't even married to him when that was happening. They was divorced.
Were they?
Yeah, they had divorced 2 years before.
Huh. I didn't know that. I thought they were married.
But she was friends with Nicole Simpson though.
Yeah, I knew that.
Mm. Hey, do you think Chloe looks like she could be OJ Simpson's daughter?
Yes.
Yep. No, she looks like the hairdresser. It was a hairdresser that they said was her father.
Recently,
so we can all say that's not Robert Kardashian's daughter
because she don't look like Kim. She don't look like none of the.
Her and Rob kind of look alike though.
A little
you,
bit.
I'm gonna tell you why it's not her. How tall y'all think Robert Kardashian was?
But Rob, the son, is tall.
How tall is he?
About Khloe type.
Cause the dad was only 5'4".
For real?
Yeah,
look
he
it
was
up.
Little.
His dad is only 5'4".
But that don't mean nothing.
But to get.
Hey. No, honestly, yeah. It doesn't mean anything like that. I mean, if Rob the son is tall,
well, maybe the son not his. I'm gonna say one out of not maybe or maybe the son.
No, those are two youngest, right? Rob and Khloe. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go.
And then somebody,
Robert Kardashian looks like a Kardashian though. He looks Armenian.
But somebody, I want to say with the OJ thing, OJ ended up telling somebody that before, and then somebody else leaked that to like the National Enquirer or something like that about he's Khloe's real father. Now, I do believe that he could possibly be Khloe's real dad. I don't think she would ever want to
Or Al Collins. Have you seen how Al Collins look? AC? Nah. Look
Al Collins smashed her mama too?
That's I don't what, think
he looked like
it
him too.
Was a hairdresser. I'm telling
I need to look up this hairdresser.
The hairdresser looks just like Khloe.
Now, is a black guy?
No, he's white.
Mm. Damn, she was letting everybody run up in her name.
Khloe don't look Khloe don't look mixed to me.
If I've had to work with them, I hope they don't rewind back to this show.
Do you think you hear about the knife?
Talk about them.
All right, that's cool then. All right, that's good.
You hear about the knife? What you think about the knife thing, man? They supposed to find a knife. Supposed to find a knife.
And Willie, my homeboy Willie Jr. said it best. He said they say they found a knife. Nah, they found where they put it at. found where they. Because
I was trying to figure out like, so all this time they like, you know, I need to hide this knife. You know, he like in the movie they show they put him straight in jail, no bail. He did not get out.
Right.
So when did he have time to hide this knife? Because supposedly he ran right out from killing there and went straight to the limo.
Yeah.
And then they locked him up. When he got back, he came back and got in the Bronco, and that's all the chase stuff happened.
I don't think that he did it. I think the son.
I think it's a possibility, and I think he know who did it.
I think the son did it. I do.
Yeah, son did. Yeah, OJ's son. Yeah,
you know he was good with the knives.
Yeah, he was a cook, a chef.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, dude. First of all, the dude that got Ron Goldman was 6'1", man. And OJ was like in his late 40s. How you gonna just rough up a dude that's 6'1", that's in his mid 20s?
Easy.
You think so? Dude.
Easy. Let me tell you something. A grown man ain't gonna never let no young dude beat his ass.
But I'm talking about. But
if I got a knife too, if I got a knife and a young.
But
you fighting for some too.
I know, but OJ had no scratches on him or nothing. That means that you didn't do. You got served up by the dude that was 40.
It can happen.
It's a ex-pro football player. Well,
they tried to say it was, but they trying to say it was two people though. Being
it's got
to
be, man, because that dude that dude was fit. Him, he was like super fit.
You got two people that in Nicole. I'm sure she wasn't like no slouch because you know living in.
Well, she was supposed to. She's the second one that came out. He's supposed to have got stabbed up first, and she came outside and saw it and got shanked. That's the way they show it in the movie.
For real.
I mean, not movie, the TV show. She
so
was
he
the
died
sec-
first.
He dies first, supposedly. So that's why I'm like, dude, because I always was thought that he caught her, like him walking, like, hey, you know, I'm up on your chick. And then he stabbed her up because the dude over there, and then stabbed him because he came to check on her. No, Rob was stabbed first. And then whoever it was came back, and she came down the steps, and she got stabbed on the steps.
My nigga OJ tried that glove on. He started smiling when that mud hit.
The thing is, man, we gotta go to Blake. But yo, Johnny Cochran was a bad motherfucker, dude. Beast. They show, yeah. Dude, man, it's Beast. A scene. I'm not gonna spoil like you did, fool. But it's a scene. He walk into the courtroom and they playing Black Superman by Above the Law.
For real?
Yes.
Is that real?
No, I'm talking about like you know like the scene, like the scene.
Oh,
they,
in the scene.
Yeah.
No, that wasn't. I don't think
no, dude, you said like in the courtroom somebody had a tape. Somebody had a tape. No, but the fact that
I missed
no, that. But the thing that was so gay and the way he walking into the beating stuff though is like, and he got and he got all black people on his like his team.
Hey, but now what,
so
hey,
he
hey,
got like.
But what do they did that you do that like when you come to court like how wrestler come to the ring, they had your music on. What they did that with Johnny Cochran? What they let you do that for real though?
That does set a tone. That does. Right. That makes you feel a certain way.
You walking dude. In with your team and you like, dude, I got this pop playing. All eyes on me. Like, you're like, man, I'm finna win this case. I'm finna win this motherfucker.
Oh my God. That'd be the best.
Hey, dude, Johnny Cochran is so gangster on here, dog. I'm talking about, you watch this, you can be like, Johnny Cochran is like bomb, dog. Like, Courtney B. Vance was born to play this role, man. He looked just like him, too.
Really? Really?
Yeah, I saw him. He looked just like him.
And that's Angela Bassett's husband.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I know
but
that.
He looked,
I
mean, the way he got him set up and then everything, and then, you know, he was like, I only wear silk robes. He's talking to his wife, you know, I only wear silk robes. I'm like, dang, Johnny, oh, they in the bedroom. He finna get it on, though. No. Johnny, get no, you the only wear silk robes, baby. And then that's when they called. It was, but it's good, though. Y'all got to check it out.
I'm going to check it out.
We get ready to go to break. We finna come back. Raw No.
Raw No.
Everybody's favorite segment.
Here it comes. We ready.
I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding, yeah,
I'm hustling. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding,
hustling. Through the city in my white on white 20 rolls, hey. Plus, but you got in soft niggas, I keep the exposed. Comma after comma, got the O. Heat to the yeast, that's how I rise the dough. Alphabetically after a G, I got him though. Ingenuity to ground, 10 toes. King of a Falkins mountain lion. Massa Musa come through, I ain't stingy. This is city, hallelujah. Prince of my domain, I be living. So insane that you living. Paint a picture so vivid, you would swear that you living. Hand stitch, leather, custom interior. Real sitting hot, and I bet you feel inferior. Better butter soft, and I better butter soft. I can just clocking out, but she just getting off. Got some things to address, I don't hit her with the press. Give her no conversation in my presence, she addressed. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding
that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding
that muscle in. And we living, yeah, yeah, we living. Paint the picture so vivid that you would swear that you lived it.
You lived
got
it.
My coat, Heba chillin' in the humidor. Got your king sippy torn through my corridor. And we living, yeah, yeah, we living. Paint the picture so vivid that you would swear that you in it. Got your chick sippy torn through the corridor. You just made it to my room on the marble floor. I feel the comfort in my city like the king up in this quarters.
In this quarters.
In this quarters. But I'm not Richard Porter.
No,
I'm not X. Martin Luther.
Martin Luther.
I'm older man.
I'm older man.
I'm just dinner. I'm the classic man.
I'm the classic man.
I'm Cornel West. I don't think you understand.
Understand.
A visionary past the cemetery. Pop, my vision still living when I'm dead and buried.
Dead and buried.
Rest in peace, Pop. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling. That's how I be ballin', baby. I put that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding
that muscle in. I'm hustling, yeah, yeah, I'm hustling.
It's still a dope, I'm on the court. I be grinding
that muscle in.
Paul Mooney even said, he was, I think he said, like, comedy is, what do you say, 5% funny, 95% business, networking and stuff like that.
Damn.
And that, I mean, that's the reality of it. Because you, I mean, you do have people who I think are super funny. I think, I mean, it's some guys who I think are funnier than Kevin, but I don't take nothing
and I'm
from
sure Kevin it says people are, that are funny.
Yeah, but Kevin is where he's at because he's supposed to be there. Like, it ain't no reason he's not supposed to be where he's at. I mean, he's worked, you know, like you just say, he's worked hard. He's put in the work. People look at him now, and some people say, yeah, he only did this much time. It's no time limit on greatness. If you're great at what you're doing, you're working hard, anything can happen for you.
This is the thing, though, man. We do you remember when you, I first, if y'all, any people know, Kevin Hart had a TV show at first on ABC back in like late 90s, early 2000s. They got canceled after like 3 or 4 shows. Yep. And you didn't hear from him again until Paper Soldiers. And it took 4 years for you to hear from him again.
I didn't even hear from him in Paper Soldiers because I've never seen that movie.
You never seen Paper Soldiers?
Ever in my life.
I don't even know what that is.
Oh, yeah, that's a Rockefeller movie.
Yeah,
that's the one. I did.
That's his first movie. That was the first.
His voice was still changing. Yep. Like, yep. Voice was
yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying, though, dude.
As deep as his
yeah,
voice.
For real.
And that's Stacey Dash is in there. Because it was named as his movie. Right. Like, hey, right. You know, cuz, you know, you hook me up or whatever, whatever. But it's a funny, cool little movie, though. It came in like 2002, 2003, something like that. And I was like, dang, this dude, he kind of funny little dude. The next time I saw him, Soul Plane.
Terrible.
Terrible. But it's so funny that Soul Plane really kicked his career off. For real, if you want to be honest.
Yeah, because somebody said it like, yes, he carried the movie.
Yeah, was he carried the movie.
He's funny
in that.
Never.
I've never seen
it
all the way through. I've never watched it. So, it was such a coon fest.
Yeah,
it's
definitely a coon
fest. It's coontastic.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, man.
But it's so funny, though. The concept of it is funny, though.
I mean, the application
of it was bad, though. Like, the idea that it was somebody, like, because he basically won a lottery and, like, almost started Black Airlines. The joke comes is stolen from, I think it's D.L. Hughley. They came up with the joke, like, man, if it was a Black airline, man, it'd be people up in, I forgot what comic it is. They stole that from a comic.
Sounds like a D.L. Hughley.
And it was like, man, Buzz been there doing dice in the back. And right. I think it might be D.L. Hughley, though. I'm don't hold me on that. But it's stolen from another comic, that whole concept of a Black Airlines. And it would have been funny, though. And he wasn't coontastic in there, though.
But it was a coonish.
Oh, movie. Yeah. Everybody else is up in there cooning
it up. But I understood why he became a star after that. Why people. But like you said, he had that ABC TV series. I remember that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even remember.
See
it was at the end of TGI Friday. It wasn't a bad show. It was at the end of when TGIF, that little thing, you know, TGIF was falling off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it was like, none of the shows were doing good on the whole block. So it's like, let's throw your show in there and see what happens. And what happens is, he got caught into it, like, where basically they own you for whatever, doing whatever for a couple of years. Like, even don't matter, we paid you.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do no other shows, you can't do nothing because we own you for your rights for that, even if we cancel you. And they technically, because I heard an interview, he said they technically didn't cancel, they said, we got you on hiatus. So they basically owned him just in case they want to do something else.
What?
Yeah. See, but Kev, I mean, dude, I remember, dude, Kev doing the shows with Shireen and stuff and like that. Like he was doing, like regular stuff though, man, and built himself and kept doing it. And basically, he was smart about stuff too.
The show with Shireen, the other one I was on,
yeah,
Tony Rock, Dick Gregory even performed that show.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was still doing a lot of people. He was like 1,200 people in there to see him.
Yeah.
But now he couldn't do that.
No. Because he basically what he did, I guess his whole concept was he took email. He was one of the first people to get emails in the 90s. Every show he did, he had somebody at the door just getting people emails.
For real.
And that's how he said he built his whole thing up, like in like late 90s.
That's how you do it. And that's he said how you
he
do
was
it now.
There, yeah, he was getting there. But this was before people was like would check the email all day and love it. And he would be like, I'm going to be in Philly. Come and see me. Oh, okay. Well, I guess we're going to go to Philly to see you. And he gained people every time, everywhere he went. And that's how he gained. It wasn't no, oh, these white people just messing with Kevin Hart. He did certain strategical things.
He built this.
Yeah.
Forget them people. That's why, and I don't like Aries Spears. I ain't like him when I met him. And you know all them comics used to come and do my show on Fridays.
Yeah.
When D-Lee had
D-Lee, what happened? What happened with D-Lee? I'm listening.
What was that?
No, I think.
Yo, tell me.
Yeah.
I don't know. D-Lee was running from people. He took money from people. That's what happened.
You said it. Yeah, he didn't say it.
No, I don't know where he is. He fell off the face of the earth. He owe a bunch of people money, and I don't know where he is.
I do.
Stupid.
You know whose rise I appreciate since we talking about comics?
Oh,
Deion Cole.
Oh, Deion Cole.
That's his boy. Yeah.
I mean, I'm cool with Deion.
Why is he not on Black-ish anymore? Why did he leave?
I don't know. You know what? I don't even know. I just know the date when Deion, before he did Conan, he did the House of Comedy when it was on Washington when D-Lee moved it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was in there. He was just like, yeah, man, I got to do Conan next week. He says, you know, I'm just trying to be prepared for that, you know. And like, Deion.
So dry.
That's how Deion been. Yeah, you know, I got to prepare for that. But no, he did Conan. He killed it. Killed it. Like, and I remember talking to him a week before. We was at the House of Comedy, and I went up there, and Deion was up there. But, like, he killed it on Conan. And after that, Conan hired him as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, you know, it is written, man. Like, everything be written. Like, if you grind hard and, you know, you say you keep your head to the stars, man, like, things gonna fall in place. And, like, with him, that was a perfect opportunity because he's always been brilliant to me, especially when he's the first comic to pull out a notepad, you know what I'm saying, and be looking at a pad. He'll say a joke. Everybody be laughing. He look back at the pad and like mark it off. Like, yeah, okay, that won't work. You know what I'm saying?
He working on material.
No, he was. That was part of his bit, though.
Oh, really?
So he did that on Conan too. He did that on Conan. He killed it on Conan. But yeah, man, Deion. I don't know why. I think he still writes for it though, right?
I don't know. I just know they did a whole big thing that Charlie was leaving and he was leaving the company. So I was like, okay, so he's not. And then Wanda Sykes came in. I've been like searching the internet trying to figure out why he left. Why they wrote him out of it, and I figured maybe he had another project coming.
Yeah, probably. You know, with him working with Conan, they always have a lot, you know, doing always Deion working.
Well, he was one of my favorite people that actually used to come in and D-Lee would bring.
For real?
He was one that came more than once. He probably came like 3 times.
For real?
Yeah, on a Friday. So I remembered him, and then when he got on Black-ish, I was like, I like him. I always did. Like, and I went down and supported him when he would come because I thought he was funny. He was good.
Deion's super funny.
Yeah, he's funny. He's super funny.
Chicago? I'm going to say Chicago. The Midwest. Well, a lot of Chicago, but I always say Midwest has some of the funniest comics in the game.
I would say Chicago. Pound for pound. I probably got the best comics to come out of.
I would.
Like, you're talking about just, if you just pick a comic out of them, you're going to probably get somebody.
You could pick Corey, Deion, you got Damon Williams, Bernie Mac. you know what I'm saying? Like, the list goes on. It's a bunch of comics from Chicago that are funny. So
it's a lot of funny comics from Chicago. So what do you think about this Barbershop 3 coming out, man?
I don't know. Like, I'm saying, the Lab Barbershop was all right to me. Like, it's like, I don't know.
Do we need a Barbershop 3, man?
I don't think we do. Just like, I don't think we needed a Friday after next.
No.
I think what, like.
You're talking about doing it the last Friday.
I don't think.
You think this won't happen?
With that, I think Ice Cube need to scrap that whole project. But just do a movie, but include, like, Mike Epps, Chris Tucker, all of them in it. You can even do, like, a Harlem Night style movie, you know, like, based in the 80s or something, and have all of them in it. Right? Do a dope script. Because like Eddie Murphy did, you know,
I mean that's what Tower Heist was supposed to be.
Yeah, but Eddie Murphy said it. He was supposed to have like Cat Williams said
it.
Supposed
to be all
of them.
You seen Tower Heist before, right?
No, I didn't.
It's the one with Eddie Murphy where they are criminals and they robbing the place. It's supposed to have been all black. It was supposed to be Sid,
Chris Rock,
Chris Tucker. Dave Chappelle, Cat Williams,
Martin Lawrence.
Like 6 or 7 comics all in them different roles that end up ones end up being on there. I think the only black one's Eddie Murphy, right?
Yeah. Eddie Murphy.
And then Gabrielle Sidibe. And oh, Samora's supposed to be the other one.
Oh, okay.
Samora's supposed to be Gabrielle Sidibe.
I love
Martin. Yeah.
Bad Boy's
Will Smith said it. Yeah, Will Smith said it's going to happen. Will Smith said it's going to happen.
They already started
sharing some shit with Drew.
Yeah, I heard that.
Wait. Are you met with Will Smith?
No,
for real. We ate with him.
Like I'm standing inside a tabernacle. I promise not to lie, not one of these verses.
Oh, wow. So
I started out
so
as a battle rapper. All I knew was max sales, ADAX, stats, and gets. My name is Ryan Daniel Montgomery, recovering alcoholic. I grew up on 9 Mile.
So crazy.
I'm not a gangster, drug dealer, thug nigga, just an MC who made
it
name with his rhyme style.
Yeah,
see my Juan Lawrence.
Yeah. And it all coincides with the time that I found my darling. Now later on in the story, I'll tell you her significance. But now let's talk about me specifically.
3 brothers and 1 sister. See, my daddy taught me consistency with his fucking patterns. Hallelujah, I'm the son of an addict. My addiction is music. All I would do is go to the studio. Yo, in the shelter, and listen to Red Man and Helter Skelter.
Hey, y'all remember that one joint from the Helter Skelter album called Sean Price? We like, I'm not sure.
Yeah, Juan Lawrence up in Chicago. It was for First Amendment when he had that.
That was a dope show.
Yeah. Well, my manager, Terrence Reynolds, at the time, him and Rob Lawrence, Martin's brother, real cool. Mm-hmm. So it was funny because, like, when we got there and stuff, like, our guest pass is one of Martin Lawrence's name and stuff like that. So we got to the box office, and Terrence was like, yeah, I'm here to pick up some guest passes. He was like, under what name? He said, it's under Martin Lawrence's name. And he said, what's your name? He's like, Terrence Reynolds. He was like, okay, hold on. He went and got them up real fast. He was like, here you go, sir. Thank you for coming, and this, that, and the other.
Damn.
So we sat upstairs, and like where I was sitting at, Vince Vaughn and Kevin James, they were filming a movie in Chicago.
Oh, nice.
They were sitting like, it was me, and I don't know if you know another comic, DeAndre Whitner. He's from here.
Sounds
well, me and Dre went. And so, like, Vince Vaughn was sitting up there, Faison Love. And so, like, Martin Lawrence was sitting, like, I'd say about 3-4 seats over from us in, like, a little different, like, little balcony area. But then, like, after the show was over with Derrick Rose, he was there. He came through. I shook his hand. Boom. His brother was like, he got to go. I'm like, all right, damn, nigga, I'm just shaking a nigga hand. Yeah, you know what I'm
saying? His brother running shit like that, though.
Yeah, but no, it was all people there. But Martin didn't, like, he ain't performing them, but they put the light on him and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, like, you know, he waved and boom, just kept it moving. Then, like, after that, we all went to dinner, and we ate at this restaurant. When I tell y'all, I thought I'm going to have to pay for my own shit, so I'm going to...
So you didn't order nothing for real? You was ordering breakfast? Hey,
when I tell you I looked at the menu, I said, okay, let me see this chicken sandwich. Okay, I can do this. It's $12. I'm thinking in my head, it's $12 or whatever. And then I ordered my chicken sandwich and stuff like that. And I ain't really had no, I ain't had no grip on me and nothing. And then afterwards, Martin was like, I heard him telling, you know, I got them and them, you know. So he got us too. He paid for our table, and then he paid for his table. And like, it was some people from the actual show that was eating at his table with him. Like, dude who was Nipsey at the bar. Mm-hmm.
That's his home.
Yeah. He was there. Yeah, Nipsey was there. Of course, his brother Rob was there. And it was like two
and
other people.
With all black men.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, hey, that was an experience for me. Just being in the presence of, and, like, we spoke briefly. So, it wasn't like we was just, like, chit-chatting with him and stuff like that. We spoke briefly and just kept it moving after that. But just being in the presence of, like, you know, somebody who's worked that hard. So, you're going to take all that in, man. So, you know, one day. So
it's going to happen. Yeah. Right. Dope.
Stacey, who was somebody dope you met? You know, you like, man, this is just...
That you were awed by, like, oh, my God.
I just told you.
No, so well, you actually really got to hang out with them and, like, be like, damn, this is, like, our, you know, like, this... Or maybe somebody surprising. How about that? Somebody surprising where you were like...
I mean, a couple of people have caught me off guard. But I can tell you, people that I you know, people always remember the people they hate more than the people they like.
We talk about people you hate when you get off.
We'll talk about that on the...
I was geeked when I met Mariah Carey.
What?
Because I'm a huge, you know, I used to sing. That was my thing. I was a singer.
I was singing.
So, yeah, that's all I did was listen to Mariah Carey. Like, I loved, loved, loved her. So when I met her, I, like, fanned out a little bit. I was like, I'm meeting Mariah. She was, like, giggling because I was, like, super geeked.
Uh-huh. That was before Nick or after?
That was way before. That was way before. Nick Cannon was cool. I was geeked when I met Malik Yoba.
I'm
going to
love that dude.
That's because, you know, I watched 21
Jumps. New York Undercover.
One of the best shows of all time.
Yeah, that show.
Turtleneck sweaters.
Yeah, he did have them turtleneck sweaters on, didn't he?
So why do you think I used to rock them?
I was geeked when I met him. That was like last year.
Oh, for Empire.
When he came to the station. For something. What were we doing?
He had some young man initiative or something he was doing, I know.
I can't remember. Why were they here? Nick Cannon and him both came at the same time. What were we doing? Yeah, it was some Ferguson something. We were doing some sort of telethon. I'm trying to think of who else. I don't know. It's been so...
You ever met Janet Jackson before?
People. No, I'm not a big Janet Jackson fan like that.
You ever met Michael?
No. Mm-mm.
You met Nas?
Cab Calloway.
I'm just playing.
I'm trying to.
You never met Nas?
Never met Nas.
I shook Nas' hand before.
When is it?
At the Short the Pageant. That's the first night that I found out I was going to be naming my son Josiah. Because my homeboy, it's crazy with that whole story. Because Tracy wanted him to have like Nas in his name somewhere. I actually went to a Nas concert. I wanted my son's name to start with a J. My boy was
talking. Was it Stillmatic?
What?
Stillmatic concert?
No, it's just like a concert. Later. I don't did this.
No, it's the Stillmatic tour. I'm saying,
I don't even know if it was Stillmatic tour.
It had to be.
It was before my son.
It was like 2000. It had to be like 2007 because my son's mama was pregnant with him during this time.
I remember that show. Yeah, so that's got to be.
I don't know what
I know who
was.
I was with, so it was definitely within the last 10 years. It was like 2007.
Because he came back to back to the pageant 2 years in a back to back years.
Well, the one time he went, I waited afterwards, and like he was leaving out. He shook hands, boom, and then he got
Hip Hop is Dead. It's the Hip Hop is Dead tour.
It probably was.
That's what it was.
Yeah, it's Hip Hop is Dead. It's actually Jay Electronica opened up for him.
Did he? Yep. I don't remember that.
This before nobody even knew who Jay Electronica was.
I probably didn't know who he was.
You didn't even know who he was. Because he had a little shillelagh thing with him.
Was,
you remember? Did you go around? Yeah.
No, I heard about
Jay Electronica opened up for him. This is right before all them exhibits dropped. Like the exhibits A, B, C, and all them from Just Blaze. So it was right around. It was there around that time. So Hip Hop is Dead. It's the Hip Hop is Dead tour.
Yep, I went to that show.
Yeah. So nobody that look come off to you or you like, oh, man, this is just awesome. That you didn't think about that would be cool?
I'm going to tell you, I totally dismissed Miguel the day that he came for an interview. I didn't even comb my hair. I ain't having no makeup. And he walked in, and I was like, this little boy gay. And I was just like, I just dismissed him. I was just like, because everybody was talking about him, and that's what everybody was saying about him. And this was like right after his first album dropped, and I was just kind of dismissive. And he was so cool and so talented and so not gay. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just like, everything about him. And then just to see his star rise the way that it did, I was like, I felt so bad dismissing that little boy like that. Like, he was so nice, and he smelled delicious, and he sang, and it was just, it was a really, really, really good interview. And I was, like, totally supportive of him. That's why he ended up at Super Jam the next year. Because I was like, we got to have Miguel. I love, love, love him. So
straight up.
Yeah.
Daryl is a big Miguel fan.
Is
no, I'm not.
Yeah.
He's so funny. No. No, Miguel is dope.
He just randomly just says.
No, I mean.
I like Miguel, but he acting like I'm like, yo.
And not to say, and I don't want anybody to be like offended because I said he was gay, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a girl. So if I think that you don't like girls, I'm just be like, whatever.
Yeah.
So you know what I'm saying? But he just was, and that's after he grew the beard out. It was like everything, you know, I'm beard weird. That's what my brother calls
it. And my beard cool. Look at it from the.
Yeah, go ahead, get it. Right. But you know what I'm saying? I just, that was a surprise for me. And, I've been a fan of his ever since. I'm trying to think of who else.
All right, well, let me give you, you don't have to say who it is. Who is somebody and why they turn, not the person, but why did they turn you off in, within an interview?
Somebody came in and was very arrogant. It's always comics, by the way.
They're very arrogant.
They're very arrogant and real nasty. They probably be on something. But,
no, some of them have just be arrogant for no reason.
Okay.
Yeah. You just speak of this experience.
Most, the ones that have turned me off the most have been comics.
Really?
Yep.
More than one. Oh, okay.
Damn.
We're going to talk about this
off the air. Yeah. I mean, I met a lot of cool. I've met, like, Puffy. Who else?
Did he give you some free Ciroc?
No.
Oh, okay.
50 Cent gave me some free liquor.
Throw the FN.
Jeezy
FN.
Gave me free liquor.
What was Jeezy pushing?
Jeezy had that, what do you have?
I don't even remember what Jeezy
I don't
had.
Even know Jeezy,
Jeezy
had a
just had some.
All of them had liquor at one point.
I know.
He was pushing Avion, wasn't he?
Oh, if you know Avion, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That bottle's still sitting there.
All right, Javon, let's get ready wrapping on up. You got anything coming up?
Well, like I said, I'll be in Denver, Colorado. I don't know the exact date. But just follow my page and I'll let you know.
Yes.
Oh, that's Kylie. She's in here. I'll say Denver, Colorado, and you know, we gonna, I got a Clarence Clowns coming up, so I'm gonna rock out. I'm gonna there right now. So stay tuned and look on my page. I'm Javon Beers on
everywhere they can chill. What do you have coming up? Check it out.
Right now. Okay.
Come on, was getting hype in the backseat.
What I have coming up, I'll continue the mother of this child here. Also, I'm building up everything, so you can find me on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Stacy Static. That's STACISTATIC. I'm also one of the hosts of the Daily Mix on STL TV. And
go follow her. Don't stalk her. What about you, Ram?
Reminisce.
Just follow me on Instagram, Twitter, DJ Reminisce10. Be looking out for the new Jill Scott mixtape I'm doing. Ill Jill. All
right. Well, yeah.
Dope.
We'll put it up on the Stradlocash feed. Yep. People can peep it out and download it there.
What about you, Dick?
Hit me up, Dick Game on Twitter, Daryl Frierson on Facebook. Email us, straightoilc@gmail.com. All your raw, all your comments, straightoilc on Twitter as well. We got a lot of dope stuff coming up. Javon, people have been asking us what's up with this Leaders of the New School joint. Like, you know, what's up with you, when you going to do this show?
Soon.
There you go. Javon, because people have been like, man, I thought motherfucking Eddie Murphy's supposed to be on there. Because remember, you told, what's so fucked up is, we had some, I think he's somebody international, was like, Eddie Murphy? I was like, hold on, man, that was a joke. Like, he went for real.
Nah, I'm just playing.
Yeah, so we'll be coming up soon, though. Appreciate all the love and supporting everybody. We'll see y'all next week, Stroud. Low cash.
Peace.
Go ahead.
Who said that?
MC, I think that was it Dr. Dre or Dre from Outkast. Yeah.
Oh, wait, he's from Oakland, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't mess with them Oakland cats. No.
Yeah.
I need to go to Oakland.
You never been
My
Oakland?
My husband may be in Oakland.
You never been to Oakland?
No.
I was just there last.
I need to go there. Yeah, there's some real cats over there, man.
Yeah, the Bay Area is nice though. Like it's laid back.
I went through Fruitvale Station. Was that in Oakland?
Yeah, that's but that's San Francisco. But Oakland people all go that way too.
Yeah, I want to go to Oakland. I need to visit Oakland.
It's like, it's basically California, but it's like New York, but in California.
They just seem like it's some real cats up there. Like,
yeah, I mean,
it is.
Next person we finna play though, you finna find out. E40 Vallejo is basically like being North County. It's like way out there. It's like 30-40 minutes from there, but it's hood.
Okay.
So it's first.
No. It's like how it's basically how it's got a whole bunch of nice houses. It's how North County is like Hazelwood. Like it's got some hood parts and it's got some river. It's a Six Flags in Vallejo.
Oh.
Damn.
Yeah. So think about the Thugs be at the Six Flags.
Ain't no Six Flags in North County.
No. But think about the Thugs be at the Six Flags.
Empty land out there. They might as well put some on.
You absolutely right about that. For real. All them damn, like I said, all the
Jamestown Mall is now the new
Six Flags.
Yeah. All right. Next up, we got
We didn't vote. Did we vote?
Oh yeah, I'm going wrong.
On MC Amazon,
gotta go wrong then, man.
You trip.
I go with nah.
I can hear Pac. You know what's so crazy? I can hear Pac doing the song though.
Can't
you hear? You can tell that Pac wrote that.
Yeah. But if you hear me, play haters hate no me. Something.
You gotta hear the reference track version though, and maybe that's why I heard the reference version is pretty dope.
Okay, well, I'm saying I'm
this,
sure
this Pac, one not. This one not. So.
Yeah. If you heard Pac doing it, it's different. Do Pac say hammer and stuff on the reference track?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He wrote it for him.
Yeah, I got to hear it.
Mm-mm. I'm going to definitely know.
No.
Yeah. Especially he had a. I hate when rappers.
I'm going to stay wrong.
No, you can keep it raw because you said it wrong.
I'm staying wrong.
Yeah, that's cool.
I'm staying there.
You about to get hate
mail for that. Oh, I
know.
I already know. Yeah. All right, next up, one of my favorite artists, E40, featuring Neff the Pharaoh and Dram. Song's called
Drum. Yeah, that's the one who did that. I like to cha cha.
Talking business, I barely move my lips. I don't want no suckers and counterfeits in my mix. I don't want them around me, I don't need. You find a real one like me, tell them I want to meet. It all depends on how you breathe. And who they come up. Your plug might be jealous, cause you took a stunt. Let them know that you recognize him as a factor. One of the rules of power, never outshine the master. Slurk ain't in my cup, category fifth. All on Snapchat, taking hella flicks. Some of my fellas is sober, some of them smoking dope. Some of my fellas is older, some too young to vote. Rapper now, it used to be a dealer. Got enough paper to have your best friend. Release the solid ones up in the bin.
What you got?
I'm yelling, real nigga over everything. Oh, hey,
motherfucking yak. Got me not know how to act. About to fuck on this bitch in the back. Yeah, get an ass fucking slap. Yeah, get this motherfucking slap. Hey, say this motherfucking.
It's forever, this feel like heaven. They calling me to do it, no Devin, it's for my seven. I ride if I'm summoned, I buy nothing. I'm my own damn boss, I could put you on the sun. On Tuesdays, I'm rocking with my Uzi. Slap a dumb horn to lock me off a toothpaste. Yoga whipping product, right as Crest toothpaste. I flip a coin and take a lot just like I'm toothpaste. Elevated on my high horse, now can't come down. My achievements speak loud, I'm a dope child. Hit me on my sailor like Neffy, knock this out. I need that flapping shit, that slapping shit. Tryna blow a speaker out.
All right. I'm cool with after E40.
It went downhill with him.
I think we should.
No. Oh, so after E40, it went downhill?
Yeah.
Let's go to your first, Devon.
I'm going to give it a regular in the middle or.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stacey?
That was raw.
You like the E40?
I like it. I played it in my car.
I'm going with an or, too. It would have been a raw if it was just E40 actually on the whole song. Like, if E40 is that, he should just did no guest appearances and just did it himself.
I'm going with a high or I wouldn't have gave it a raw if it was by itself.
That's what I said. Yeah.
Why y'all be hating out? Y'all gotta let the other people have some shine too. I wasn't mad at his little verse. I guess the visuals helped me too.
Just the fact you said his little verse that let us know it wasn't like what it could have been. He did his little thing. You got your little outfit on. You say that make it like it ain't really what it could be. You know what I'm saying?
The only people that do that.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
All right. Next up, we got Arshaw Goods. His new track, Marginalized Monday.
Sometimes I wanna rap about money and bitches instead of saving the world or how we be sinning. Sometimes I wanna talk about God. Other times I wanna talk about broads who got the draws. Word to Tommy. Speaking of Tommy, sometimes I wanna quit my job. Like fuck them all, corporate life ain't in my heart. But get that check and get back to playing my part. Maybe I'm afraid of stars. Sometimes I wanna throw away my mobile device and just live life on an island away from sirens. Sometimes I wanna do nothing but get high at home and chill, sip a little plot on the mail. Sometimes I want a girlfriend. Other times I wanna fuck into the world and whirlwind we caught in. Oh, a crazy world we live in. I be all the above, Jew, Gentile, and Christian. I'm gifted. Don't put me in a fucking box, man. We always do that shit. Oh, he's this rapper, he's this, he's that. Let me fucking live. Just let me fucking live, man. We all walk in contradictions, man. It's about balance.
Take a sip of water.
Anyway, sometimes I wanna quit rapping, but I put years in this. Nigga, my blood, sweat, and tears, and it's some serious. Sad thing is that you probably think that it's a hobby of a privileged kid, sick of this. Sometimes I wanna live carefree and do it big, nigga. Bet the house, but play the.
Let's go with your first DJ reminisce.
I'm gonna go with, I don't know. I'm gonna go with an or on this one. It was cool.
Okay. Stacey.
A strong or. It depends on what kind of mood you're in. You got to be in the mood for Arshad Good. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got to be high. You got to be rolling. Yeah. You got to be chilling.
I think I like it more if I was just listening. But it's like, it's too many close-up shots to his mouth. I'm just like, dude, it's kind of weird.
What? So if it wasn't visuals for this, it'd be a raw.
Man, I don't want to see this dude trying to look sick. He's right.
Dude, his mouth.
I got mad rim, got irate a little bit, didn't he? Like, he got mad that's in that mouth.
Didn't see that dude's mouth.
Man, I don't want to see this
mouth.
Yeah, right. It's kind of weird.
I'm going to give it a high or, man. It was close to a raw. I mean, I think like Stacey just said, I feel the same way. Depending on what mood you in, like I would bump it. Like I would absolutely bump it, but it'd probably be like on some late night stuff. I'm just chilling, rolling to the crib.
After the club.
Yeah. You know, you just think about life and just reminiscing and getting ready for Sunday to go to church, you know, with a hangover.
Damn.
Yeah, for real. I'm just saying, like when you your night is ending, I will bump this. Like, man, you know, I did a whole lot today. Thank God I'm alive. Boom, bumping this. So I mean, I'm gonna give it a high or close to a raw.
Okay.
What about you, D?
I'm gonna go to a raw. I think it was pretty dope. I didn't ever thought about going to church with it, or thinking about going to church. That was a hell of an example. But I think it was pretty dope. I'm about to check out more of his stuff. Shout out to JRBR Official. He produced that.
Okay, that's dope, man. Yeah, dope. So, I mean, I think it was a nice song, man. I'm gonna check out some more Arshad stuff though. You know.
All right. I know the director of the video too.
Oh, really? Okay.
Okay.
Last up, we got Terica Jones. This is actually user submitted.
I'm listening to Don on Kennedy Street. Remembering the West Coast where the energy's sweet. I did my yoga this morning so my memories peak. But anyway, all fresh shit, nothing to tweak. The city's still filling up with those who dance on beat. More than 140 characters and all of them weak. They walk by low eye, act like they can't speak. They walk dogs. When I say that, I don't mean they feet. That's cause they scared of their neighbors and they don't want to meet. But anyway, this third generation for me. My parents and my grandparents all from D.C. So I feel like I notice things other folks can't see. And like I represent things other folks can't be. And I remember all black on the green line. And all the kids had jobs in the summertime. Say what you want about Barry, but he cared for the poor. And that ain't who these new fools working for. I tell them that ain't who these new fools working for. They trying to kick us all out and just build more stores. But anyway, I could go on forever about all of the bullshit. I'm trying to make it better, but even about me and the 21st letter. I feel like I know you, even though we ain't together. Live forever, okay, you getting money while I'm getting.
Alright, I'll go first. I'm going no. Yeah. She looks good though, but I'm going nah. It just seemed like it was very, very like my first learning how to rap over a beat, kind of like riding the way she's riding a beat. No, because she was like, I jump in my car, call my girlfriends, we all hanging out together.
Then there's a style she was going for, though. Like,
yeah, but that's so like 80.
Throwback beats, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you can still rhyme on it. I just wouldn't like it. It sounds very juvenile to me.
All right.
Well, that's what I'm going with. No.
What about you, Stace?
I give it an or. I wasn't mad at her. I like the subject matter. I wasn't mad. I like the fact that she had dreadlocks.
Yeah, she's
and she
cute.
Had no fake booty. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't, she was talking about something. She was talking about DC. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was dope. Like,
Ram?
I'm going to go with a high or. I thought it was dope. She could have probably rapped a little harder on it. But,
yeah, maybe this was, it wasn't aggressive enough for me.
I heard some of her other music. She got some good music.
Oh, she does. Yeah. Okay.
Well, she was trying to be cute on her too.
Yeah. She wore that little stance. Yeah.
She had on running shorts and heels.
So she couldn't really show the MC in this. She was trying
her
to
little
be cute.
Stance. I said, yeah, she little stout a little bit. But nah, I'm gonna give her an or though. I give her a high or. I mean, I think if the chorus was doper, I think it could have been better. You know, so I give her a high or.
We getting ready to go to break. We going to the topic of the night. Javon, you ready for this? Cat Williams?
Oh, yeah. We ready for it. You ready for this, Stacey?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll be back, Stroud. Low Cash.
This red cup, I'm pulled up. I'm so low. This red cup, speaks over thoughts. I'm so low. And you fool gazing. Man, I can't trust you haters. This red cup. I'm so low. My drunken mind speaks sober thoughts. I'm so low. I'm standing here in solitude. I'm so low. And you fool gazing. Man, I can't trust you haters. With this red cup. I'm so low.
It's LOD. And we king amongst kings. We don't stand for weakness. Man, that shit is obscene. No BDRs on this ghetto lead. This masterpiece is potent. My numbers on speed down, I'm Clarence Carter, I'm choking. Jay Bach on the top dog, she sick on my wet KK. Cause I got good genes, and I'm gon' game on me, A. Nothing new on this earth, this hatred is biblical. With her on phone and found dick pics, man he say on umbilical. No he ain't no G, all his shots are subliminal. When I come through, keep that talk at a minimal. Ghost, I got truth, I got power, I'm 50. So rockin' my red cup, D of my city. I go, handsome rock, right rhymes. I catch big checks. Southside, I've been down. When I'm in town, I get respect. She hit me up with that late night pipe. I'm gung ho, I'm gone ho. Red cup is my only friend. I'm riding down and I'm solo.
This red cup, I'm pulled up.
I'm so low.
This red cup speaks over thoughts.
I'm so low.
And you fool gazing. Man, I can't trust you haters. This red cup.
I'm so low.
My drunken mind speaks over thoughts.
I'm so low.
I'm standing here in solitude.
I'm so low.
And you fool gazing. Man, I can't trust you haters. With this red cup.
We really get good pussy, gon' be the death of me. Look, I see him play, they testing this recipe. Dripped up and dripped out, what you expect of me? Drip up, be killing them, reading your eulogy. Bitches with big booties, constantly abusing me. Never refusing me, my right hand usually. Solo cup full of some shit from the duty free. Cruising like time, I kill impossible missions. Every move I make, they replay at an instant. Adrian Peterson, the way that I whip it. Adrian Peterson, the way that I'm whipping. These bad hoes on my hit list, they keep me on their wish list. Bend it down them avenues, I let them work on that stick shift. Solo, unless LOD make moves. Keep it cool, fly shit too smooth. Bada bing, bada boom.
This red cup, I'm pulled up.
I'm so low.
This red cup speaks over thoughts.
I'm so low.
I'm so low.
I'm
standing here in solitude.
I'm so low.
And you fool gazing.
Welcome back, Stroud. Look, as we back, we back.
Yes,
with
we
our
are.
Guest, Stacey Static.
Stacey Static.
Hey.
The legend. She's legend. Here with us.
I appreciate
and,
that.
Yeah, that's you.
Definitely a legend.
You earned that.
Thank you for having me. I enjoy this.
All right. We got voicemails, but we'll do those next week because I want to really dive into this.
And we got to do something else, too, before next week.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else for next week, too. Yeah. We're going to get you. All right. So, it's Cat Williams thing, man. So, because what's so crazy is the original topic, it kept developing. Like, at first I had like four or five links, like, and then it, like, he every time before we got to do the show, he kept doing more stuff. Mm. So I was like, we might as well make this the full topic of the night. Because it first started with the Kevin Hart.
Right.
Then he retracted and then dissed Chris Rock and called him a coon. Yeah. So then I was like, okay, well, that's going to be our topic.
Right.
Then he gets beat up by Beanie Sigel's boys at a concert.
Yeah, man. It was all bad, man. It was all bad.
So where do you want to start from, man? Where do you want?
I mean, let's start from the fact when I woke up and then I was tagged in some videos or whatever.
So you woke up
and,
to
and with me being tagged in the in the videos, I saw the only video I saw was Cat doing, he was dancing. He was,
no,
dancing?
Oh yeah, because you sent it to me. You tagged the original before you saw the fight.
No,
I just saw the video. He was dancing to a Biggie song.
Yeah, and he was going hard.
I didn't see it.
Yeah, he was going hard.
I saw one of these parody videos where he was
jumping
double dutch.
Right. So you hadn't seen the regular video.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had a video where
he's Cat, dancing a Biggie and he getting it.
Cat was doing push-ups, and then, like, the first video I saw was him. He was dancing and stuff real fast to a Biggie song, like super fast, to the point where if you saw somebody dance like this, you'll be like, oh, dude, something dude did. He did some drugs. Yeah.
Right.
Then he started doing push-ups. I saw another video of him doing push-ups. And then I saw one where he was just like, he grabbed the microphone or somebody gave him the mic or whatever, but he was like rapping in his weird voice. But then you see one video of him posted up, like he was getting... I don't know. But they had a video of him posted up, and he was like
he was like. But you thought he was like kind of playing. He was like you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And then he just ran up and stole.
Just stole
boy.
On some dude. Just ran over to the other side of the stage.
Like dude, the only thing dude even knew what
was
going on.
He ran to the other side of the stage. So when like they even talking to, he just ran to the other side of the stage and just hit him. And then all them Philly dudes just start stomping on him.
Dude actually like walked like. If he's facing Cat Williams at this end of the stage, Cat Williams at one end of the stage, dude was like right like you really
no the
see
whole
the video.
It's the whole other side.
Yeah, I'm there, saying
it's literally a DJ booth, Beanie Sigel walking around the stage rapping, and it's like a whole
Cat
other
Williams
side.
All the way over there, and the dude like on this side of the stage. Dude wasn't even looking at Cat.
He was
like turned
talking
back
his
this
voice
way.
On everything.
Yeah, after he did this though, he was like
he was getting ready like, oh, I'm finna do it. You gonna see it happen.
Bow, he stole him, and then like I'm like, damn.
No, but the way he stole him was like that one where it's like that dramatic one, where like he leaned in where he was like, but then he kind of fell into the crowd, because he like hit him, and then he kind of like, uh oh, and then
but
all them Philly dudes start stomping on him.
They start stomping him and stuff, but like people was laughing while they were stomping. They was like, he was tripping so bad. Was like, hell no,
we gonna whoop your ass, but this is funny.
Yeah, but then.
But I'm gonna have to still kick his ass though.
And then one thing Cat did though, he was like, he did an interview.
He did
an
interview afterwards about what happened.
He was like,
was he
people
up?
People like, said I got robbed. No, not really, because he like the way he landed like where, so they was talking about his head and stuff. But then, he was just like, he said people said I got robbed and stuff. Well, I'm gonna tell you this, Cat Williams walked in. He said Cat Williams walked in with two chains worth. What did he say? I forgot what he said. He said, then y'all didn't get this $75,000 Rolex. Then he said, let me take off these earrings. He took off the earrings and was like $25,000 a piece. So he said, that 50 grand right there. And he said, y'all, he said, so if I got robbed, you know, show me. So when he did that, another dude did another video like, well, Cat Williams, they didn't get that jewelry because, as you can see here in the video, you handed all that jewelry to your friend before you did. And it showed Cat Williams handing his boy the jewelry right before. I was like, nah, I just think Cat is going through some shit, man. Yeah, but I think he's brilliant. All right? That's one other guy I think is a brilliant dude. I think he's super smart. But whatever he's doing, man, or whatever's going on in his life, he need to change some lanes. Because, like, that's you putting yourself in a bad position. When you're talking about punching people on stage, because somebody will kill you. You know what I'm saying? Regardless of what type of star you think you are, you put your hands on somebody like that. And
Philly.
in Philly, wherever. Like, you know, I know he had an incident in Detroit where somebody put their hands
on him.
He's
doing the wrong cities, though, too. Like, these are like it's not like you're doing it in Denver.
It didn't happen here in St. Louis.
But I'm saying it's one of them cities, too, though, that you know didn't dwell
right,
on.
But he didn't pull that hair, did he?
No, I mean, you know, I just say Cat need to just be careful, man. Like, you know, he got a lot of people to look up to him. And I just think he putting himself in bad predicaments. I'm going to say that because, like, dude, you getting stomped on. You're a millionaire, man. No reason for you to be getting stomped on in anybody's club. And from with the looks of it, and all I saw was the video, so that's all I can go off of, is you started it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, nobody else in the wrong but you. And everybody always try to say, man, the Illuminati, fuck that. The Illuminati is not doing nothing to this man to where y'all think, they like, man, the Illuminati, I got a homeboy who say that all the time. The Illuminati.
Hold on. But let me preface this. Let me preface this, Stacey. This same homeboy believes that, what was the dude?
Chinx.
Chinx, you know, Chinx the rapper, was killed
by
the was killed by the Illuminati.
Strip club. He was not. Killed by Illuminati.
But that's this same homeboy he's talking about now, though. He believes that. This is how crazy
Chinx got killed. The Illuminati set Chinx up to get killed. He said, he also told me that Kendrick Lamar ain't hot because he was just saying for whatever reason. I said, Kendrick Lamar is like one of the dopest rappers in the game. No, he ain't. He ain't selling like that. I said, yes, he is. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, Kendrick Lamar.
Who is this clown?
Yeah. He's one of them, old like arguments in like 95 arguments where you can't really research nothing. Where you just somebody like, because I know he ain't.
But
like, I look up his album sales, and he got 20 million sold. Yes. I'm just saying, though.
He the kind that watch YouTube videos and believe everything.
Yes.
That's where it stemmed from. I told him, and I said, dude, I said, dude, ever since you've been watching them YouTube videos, dude, I said, dude, you've been crazy for real. I said, you at the house foaming from your mouth, sitting up here, one of Illuminati videos. I just quit. I said, you poisoning your brain. So he the same person who will be like, you know, the Illuminati. You see what they're doing in Cat Williams? Fuck that. Cat Williams is doing
whatever he is ingesting. Yeah. What do you think his drug of choice is? It seems like cocaine.
Well, he said it wasn't cocaine. He said he had a plate in his nose. I don't.
It's got to be Molly, I think.
I don't know. I just know it's not just weed and it's not just alcohol. Or if it is, he's taking prescription medicine and along with that. He's messing himself up.
It seems like cocaine. Cocaine makes you feel larger than life.
Yes, I mean, heck yeah. That's what I mean. If I had to say what it seemed like,
it gotta be cocaine.
Say. Absolutely, cocaine.
Yeah, I would go with cocaine.
Yeah, I would absolutely. Just what you said, go with cocaine. But
my bets are on cocaine.
Yeah, but
this is one of my next questions for you. Why do you think like everyone's like they hate on Kevin Hart though? That's the first thing the cats do. They go straight to hate on Kevin Hart.
Me and some other comics was talking about this, Beat Name Comics, and they said the same thing: jealousy.
Straight up and down, huh?
Jealousy.
Oh, I mean, you disagree?
No, I definitely agree.
Oh, okay.
I mean, he's that guy right now.
Yeah, regardless of how funny somebody think. Because, I mean, I heard, like, you know, like, other comments. I want to say, like, Ari Spears said something about Kevin Hart.
You know, what you call it? T to the motherfucking K says something.
Yeah, T.K. Kirkland said something about Kevin. But T.K. said everybody's entitled to their opinion. He said Kevin Hart is, I guess, an outstanding personality and stuff like that.
Delirious wasn't a good comedy setup.
Right. In that case, everybody has their own opinion.
Yeah.
But I guess for me, my thing is black comics tearing down Kevin Hart. Like, you don't see white comics doing that. You don't see nobody white tearing down.
That's a joke stealing.
I'm saying you don't see nobody white tearing down, let's say, like Dane Cook. I've never seen a whole bunch of...
Oh, no, people... Them white comics go after Dane Cook.
I have not on this level.
No, they did.
I haven't seen
I would say they go after... Bill Burr goes after Dane Cook all the time.
Well, Bill Burr is a black comic, really.
And he's just a curmudgeon.
Okay,
too,
let's say, because Dane Cook hasn't... I don't even think Dane Cook has ever been on Kevin Hart level. You know what I'm saying? I think Dane Cook has been hot. But we talking about like Kevin Hart level. It's a different echelon.
No, he is. Because Kevin Hart's selling. He's the highest selling concert in the world last year. Period. Music or anybody.
Who, Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart was.
I can believe.
Concert, he was the highest selling concert last year.
Right. He worked for everything he had. None of this came easy. None of it came overnight.
Uh-uh.
And to me, I feel like anybody who has anything negative to say about him has several seats. It's stupid. And like you said, I mean, why does it always have to be black men tearing other black men down? It's like, I appreciate the comics who come in defense of Bill Cosby. I appreciate that, because they'd be like, nope, I ain't saying nope, mm-mm. I ain't saying that, nope.
Right.
But I feel them. Even though they might think he's guilty of sin, or they might have heard something, they'd be like, I'm not speaking on that. So right. I know that you say that it's more comics that dog Kevin, but I do appreciate the camaraderie you all do have.
Right.
Because there is a lot there. It's better than rappers.
Yeah. That's true.
Straight out of low cash.